Welcome everybody to We Geek Podcast. Today is May 6th. May the 6th be with. No, it's Revenge of the 6th. What am I talking
That's it. There
about?
you go. You're
Right.
the Star Wars guy. What the hell, man?
Right. Oh my God, how could I forget this? It was but yeah, no. Oh yeah, that's right, because we're recording this early Wednesday morning and late Tuesday.
It's like it was just Tuesday, like an hour ago.
Right. I've been slaying. I know you've been busy at work. I've been busy at work. It seems like we get off the podcast and we go to work and we fill in our little geek times, but barely, and then we jump back on here again. But yeah, again, I mean, to the uninitiated, I'm Adam and I'm here with my buddy Logan.
Hello.
What up? And yeah, we're just going to talk about geeky news of the week, and there's some pretty big things that happened this week. For one, we saw Age of Ultron, and what we're going to do to kind of give you a little heads up of the format we're doing, and we're going to get more of a solid format soon, I promise. But what we're going to do is we're going to kind of talk about Age of Ultron towards the end of the show. We're going to kind of give a brief review of, non-spoilery. And then we're going to go into kind of a little bit of spoilers, but we're not going to go too into depth. We're just going to kind of talk about what we liked about spoilerly. And then there's a topic this week we want to talk about Joss Whedon. I keep saying Josh, and some news around him and Black Widow and Twitter. And we can't really talk about that without kind of getting a little spoilery. So that's what we're going to do. And also, what we're going to do is we're going to have a we're going to do our an Avengers episode. And I think what's going to happen is we're going to probably record it this weekend, so it gives everybody enough time. It's been 2 weeks since that film came out. And honestly, if you're listening to this, you've probably seen
A
Age
week.
of
It
Ultron.
hasn't even been a week yet.
Oh, okay. Well, Well, I'm thinking we can record an episode. And do you think we should put it out next Monday or maybe a week after?
let's put it in the can for like a week after.
Okay,
Give
we'll
it,
put it in a can for a week after. That's a great idea, and we'll go into like depth. So we'll talk about it for like half an hour, and it'll just be all Age of Ultron, what we liked, what we didn't like. We'll get into the meat of it there. But this episode, we'll just kind of briefly talk about it. And I just wanted to bring that up in case you were one, listening and wondering. We're going to talk about towards the end because there's a topic we want to get into, and it's a little bit spoilery. So yeah, so and also, we'll save that for same thing with Game of Thrones, Flash. We'll do non-spoilery and we'll save all the spoilery stuff for the end. So, you can cut it off there. But yeah, man, how's your week been? I know you've been busy.
It's been crazy. I worked 7 straight this week. It's been
Oh,
nuts.
Jesus.
I haven't had time to fire up my PlayStation hardly at all. Like I've played nothing this week.
No, I haven't either, man. It's been sitting there, and I think even like Jason Voorhees dropped on Mortal Kombat, but I haven't played any of it. I last thing I played was Shovel Knight, which was tons of fun. But that was, I think, maybe last week after we recorded the show, or maybe the next day. But that was it. It was
Wow.
just I haven't had any time to play any games. Like that, but actually, I have played a game this week. We'll talk about that later. I jumped in and it was kind of fun. It was a game. I'll just say it. It was Marvel Heroes.
Oh yeah. I
Yeah.
saw
After,
that.
wait, what'd you say?
I saw that. You messaged me. You were like, and for some reason, I installed Marvel Heroes.
Oh, that's not the only one I installed. I installed Knights of the Old Republic, or what is it? The Old Republic, Star Wars: The Old Republic, because they're doing like. A it's 12 times the XP for this for fall, so like it's months of like, hey, if you've never played and you want to know the story mode, because that's kind of the coolest thing about that game, here you go, create a character and play, and it's free, it's totally free, and 12 times the XP, there's if you have a computer that can run it, there's no reason to go in there and jump around and try it, especially if you like Star Wars. So yeah, I installed that, and I installed the Marvel Heroes, and I haven't played Marvel Heroes since, God, I don't even know, 2012 when it came out. I forget. And yeah, I guess every once in a while they kind of rotate which characters are free to create when you create an account. And so I think I had the thing, and I only got him to level 5. I deleted him and I started a new one. And if you create a character right now, it's the Avengers. You can do Hawkeye, Black Widow. You can do Captain America, Hulk, and Iron Man. So I was like, okay, well, I'll jump in, create an Iron Man, and I don't know, it was pretty fun. They definitely fixed a lot of things. It's a lot like Diablo. It's, very much, it looks very much like the new Diablo. And yeah, it's very much like go in here, kill a bunch of things, kill the boss at the end of this dungeon. So I got to like 5 or 6 or 7, and I called it. And I only that was literally the only game I could play this week, and it was maybe an hour or two. But it was fun. It kind of, because that was the thing. After going and seeing Age of Ultron, you have that itch. You're like, okay, I don't like, you want to do something. Like, what do I have that I can immerse myself with? And it's sadly, that's really the only thing. That and Marvel Lego, which is a ton of fun, I've always said. The video game. But yeah, no, it's but yeah, so sorry, we were talking about your week and I jumped in there.
No,
So
hey man, that's we were done with my week really. Like
oh
it's there
yeah.
really hasn't been anything.
Yeah,
For
same here, same
for
here.
those of you at home playing the drinking game, Adam has talked about Legos once so far.
Right, yeah. Well, this was the video game. This wasn't about actual Legos. I
Yeah,
haven't gotten
yeah,
anymore. Yeah,
yeah.
it's they're too expensive. Anytime I even think about it, I'm like, well, I guess I'll just wait until I get it as a gift. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe next week I'll come back and say, "Hey, I built the slave one." But no, I've been too busy with work since, and I'm going to Chicago next week, so I'm getting prepared for that. That should be fun. But yeah, so I mean, let's get into it. It seems like, yeah, there's a lot. It's movie heavy news this week. I want you to say this one because when you told me, I was like, wait, that's happening?
Yeah, they because it well, the thing was they announced this like the day our last podcast went up, so we didn't get to talk about it on our last episode.
Oh, of
But
course.
this isn't it wasn't an April Fool's joke. It wasn't a prank. It wasn't like somebody leaked a Sony email that was like, here are the craziest ideas we could think of. No, this is going to be a real thing. The well, first let's talk about the non-crazy part of it. Sony is tapped, and I'm going to screw up these names because I always do. Lucia Aniello and Paul Downs, who helmed Broad City, to do a female version of like 21 Jump Street, and to do something like that. And I was like, okay, cool. We're gonna have like a female Ghostbusters team, and hey, go for it. Why not? That this could be interesting. They're also doing what's essentially going to be 23 Jump Street, is going to be a Jump Street Men in Black crossover.
Wow.
You yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we saw at the end of the credits of the second one.
Ah, I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I
okay.
haven't seen it.
Well,
I've
never
been
mind.
meaning to. I really have, because I've heard it was good and I really
Yeah.
loved the first one. But
Right.
yeah, I haven't
Well,
seen it.
without spoiling anything, there's nothing to do with Men in Black. But I don't know. You'll see it. It definitely makes the series go. It could. I thought it was a joke, but like, it makes the series kind of go in like, oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. And I thought, when I read this, and when you told me, I remember the Sony emails and them talking about how they owned both franchises, and it was just like some executive spitballing ideas, like, hey, why we have these two franchises? Let's just do it. And I thought, that is the batshit crazy thing I've ever heard. But you know what? I would be there that weekend to see it.
Yeah,
So.
exactly. Like you
Yeah,
would show up.
right. They're both goofy franchises to begin with. They're not like beloved, it's not Star Wars and Back to the Future. Then again, I would see that too.
Yeah,
But you know
come
what
on,
I
man, you're
mean?
not
Like,
to
it's not like this. They're just both silly franchises, and why not? If it's funny, the 21. The thing is, the Jump Street has a little bit more of adult humor than Men in Black, so it'd be interesting to see how they do that, because Men in Black is really more for kids, where the
Well,
Jump Street, there's it seems a little bit more adult, right? Like they're
yeah,
dealing with
the
drugs and
little,
stuff,
yeah.
right?
Well, but I mean, they could find a way to make it work. And let's be honest. Men in Black 3 bombed. So,
Yeah,
anything to breathe life into the franchise.
exactly.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so I mean, I'm on board. That's cool. Hey, Sony is doing some strange stuff. They're doing some good stuff. Did we talk about last week the name of the Spider-Man film?
Yeah, I believe we mentioned it. Yeah, Spider-Man: The New Avenger, which I was like, that's a neat way to tie that all together. I like that.
Totally, totally. You could tell that I think Sony has humbled themselves a little bit, and they're like, okay, all this shit leaked, all this stuff, you know, came out, and it was weird because, you know, people read the emails and stuff like that. I always think that's a little strange when, but anyway, we'll get into that a little bit later, but like all their stuff was out there. And it was like, this was stuff that was supposed to be between, you know, executives. And it's cool to take a little peek on the inside, but it's like, imagine if that happened to most companies. Like, it would make most companies look bad because you have a lot of people who just – it's not meant for the public eye. So that's why I thought 23 jumps or the Men in Black – imagine that guy sitting at home after that leaked and he's like, oh, my God, yeah, everybody's seeing this. And, you know, that wasn't the worst thing by far that was said in it, of course. But I always find that weird. But yeah, so anyway, it's interesting. But yeah, the Spider-Man stuff, the New Avenger, I love that title, actually, because I was thinking, what are they going to do? They were going with Spectacular Spider-Man, right? Or
Amazing.
Amazing. Well, I thought this one was, wait.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, the last one was The Amazing Spider-Man, and then it was The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and then I didn't know if they had decided on, like, a new naming scheme.
Okay.
For the new one.
Well, I'm gonna put $5 up. It's gonna be Spectacular Spider-Man, because that's like the second biggest Spider-Man book.
I wanted them to do that with the last. Like, I wanted them to do a trilogy. I wanted them to do Amazing Spider-Man, Spectacular Spider-Man, and then cap it off with Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh, that would make sense.
You know, that would have been cool. You know, it would have made me chuckle.
I think they're gonna save Ultimate Spider-Man for Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which would make sense. He has to be in the new Spider-Man movie. He's in some way, some throwaway line, or maybe he's just at school. You know, what age is he again in the movie, Peter Parker?
He's going to be high school, so what, 16, maybe? 15,
cool.
16?
All right, so yeah, make you know, Miles 9 in that movie or something. Make him like his understudy. I don't know,
well,
do something. He's got to be.
You know, even just during roll call.
Right,
you know,
right,
it's,
right.
Morales. Here, Parker.
Right, yeah,
here,
exactly.
You know, just going down the list, like four or five names in a row, and his happens to be before Peter.
I got it. He's being bullied in the hallway, and Peter stands up for him.
And then Peter gets knocked out.
Exactly. See, we're writing the film that we want. That imagine sitting in the seats, you'd be like, yes, this is it. They get it.
Sony, we hear you need some people to help you make a Spider-Man movie. People will go watch.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, so I saw we got some X-Men news or some pictures, and I love it. I think she looks dead on like Jubilee.
Yeah. It's somebody that looks, it's kind of like the stuff with, you know, how many times have we seen like the Fantastic Four shots? It's the same thing. It's like, hey, this character looks like that character. Who knew? You know?
Right. Exactly. Like there, it's a, you nailed it. It's such a, you know, you, when you see certain shots of characters, you're like, okay, like I think, you know, Ben Grimm looks dead on like Ben Grimm.
Yeah, it's like the thing looks like the thing. Jubilee looks like Jubilee. You know, it's like
exactly.
They didn't go the Harley Quinn route and do something that went, well, that's different. I see it, but that's different.
Yeah. Speaking of that, like, yeah, dude, it's it. I mean, I'm not Harley Quinn's probably the least. Well, okay, when I saw that picture. This is one of those things, I didn't think it was as big of a joke as the Joker was. Like, I thought that was, like, fan-made or whatever. I thought that was, when I first saw that, I was like, that's not real. Okay. Oh, shit, that's real.
Yeah.
This was like, okay, I think that's real. You know, it's like my expectations were, okay, it's going to be something looking like that. It made sense. But when I started looking at it, I'm like, this looks like a sci-fi show with, like, X-Men.
Yeah, doesn't it though?
The Killer Croc.
My God. Oh, Tony, it breaks my heart. It absolutely breaks my heart just to see, like, hey, look, he has lines on his face. Like, the more I see about Suicide Squad, the more I keep thinking, wow, DC's movies are just going to suck.
Right, like, I mean, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, but
they're making it really hard, too.
It really is. It really is. It looks just, I did not like it. I didn't like it at all. I thought, Harley Quinn looks okay. And that's what I'm saying, like, out of all the people that I saw there, and Katana. But here's the thing. Katana looked like cosplay. Like, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, and I guess that's a good thing.
I mean, it's weird, really, because it was kind of strange how, like, she stood out, because it's like, hey, that one looks, again, we're back to this, that one looks like that character. And I get the other ones are like, well, we're reimagining this because it's our movies in a new universe, and that's fine, but everybody looks like they got fired from Hot Topic.
Yeah. But see, everybody from the left to the middle, like if you're looking at the picture, they all look the same.
Yeah.
They all look like they've been running around in the sewer. Like, I can't explain it. They just I didn't even know who the guy on the left was. I'm like, who's this guy with ropes and stuff on him? And, you know, then you see Katana and she stands out and I'm like, okay, that stands out. It looks exactly like the book. And I didn't know who any of the people were. I mean, I guess I kind of knew who, like, Rick Flagg was, because, like, yes, that kind of looks like Tom Bane would play him. Or not Tom Bane. Tom Hardy, yeah. So, wow. I'm not drinking. But, yeah, I was like, that looks like something Tom Hardy would play. Oh, that's probably the guy he was going to be. And even my friend was like, I thought Tom Hardy wasn't in the film. And I was like, he's not. I was like, yeah, though, that's someone else. And then, you know, Harley Quinn in the middle. And she just looks like, I don't know, like a high school kid, or I don't know, someone a little older than that. But
she looks, and I'll give him this. There's a bit more of the idea of like a Joker fangirl.
Right.
That's what I see in that. And I, you know, I understand that was kind of the genesis of Harley Quinn to begin with. And I'm not upset like half of the internet seems to be. Like, they're freaking out over this.
I'm just oh,
like,
they are?
Oh, man, just everywhere I've seen. And it's either people who you get a small bunch who are like, yeah, I kind of like it. And you get like the rest of that half who's like, eh, you know, fine, whatever. And I'm in that camp. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. That's what they're going with. That's fine. And then the other side is just like, oh my God, what have you done? And I'm like, oh, that's right. This is the internet.
I mean, she wasn't going to be in like her jester outfit or.
No.
I mean, to me, this is a little bit more in line with current Harley Quinn in DC Comics.
Yeah.
Like, she is kind of like this, like, suicide, I don't know, suicide girls, like, you know, like the, just kind of like tattoos and like, just, you know, just, I don't know, just, I can't explain it. She just, when I see her in that picture, I see her as kind of like the current Harley Quinn in DC Comics, a little bit more than, of course, the animated series or anything like that.
Right.
And, you know, and like, and Will Smith, like, he looks so plain Jane. I was looking for him and I was like, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
There's nothing exciting about the way he looks. But I mean, I guess that's the look they're going for. Some of them stand out. Some of them, it just looks like, okay, so is he an extra in, like I said, a sci-fi TV show? It doesn't look – even my buddy who loves DC, like, he always gets on me because, of course, I seem to like a lot of more Marvel stuff. And he loved Man of Steel. And even he was just like, it looks cheesy. And I was like, yeah, it does. It looks like they casted this movie in the 90s. And, of course, we get to, I don't know, the guy with the skull and the Letterman's jacket, whatever that's about. And Killer Croc. And I mean, Killer Croc. I saw someone compare him to the Batman animated series Killer Croc.
Well, that's not entirely fair, for one.
He didn't wear a hoodie in that. At least that's what I think he's wearing in this, jeans and a hoodie. And apparently, what's his name? What is it? The King Shark is going to be in this too.
Okay.
I forget his name. King Shark. And I remember him in the animated series for one, like the Justice League animated series. He legit was a shark. Like, he was just a shark and a big shark. And I'm like, no fucking way they're doing that in this movie. And I read that he's going to be a boxer or something. So,
yeah, fair enough. And I mean, look, I understand that he wasn't going to be a giant, like, reptilian anything. I understand this. But, like, when I saw, I'm like, wow. This guy looks like he had really, really failed cosmetic surgery done. Who is this guy? And they're like, that's Killer Croc. And I was like, Wow.
And I mean, I really butcher his name. I call him AAA, like Triple H, but AAA because he's Mr. Echo from Lost, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's and you know, you can't really tell, of course, with all the stuff on his face and, you know, body and everything. But yeah. So poor guy. Every film he's in, he's got prosthetics. He was in I think a few Marvel films. He was in Thor as well, the second Thor. So. It's interesting. So yeah,
You
when
know,
I saw
I'm
that picture, I was not impressed.
no, like
I tried to hold judgment for the film, but this is what the show's about. We're supposed to sit here and go, "Hey, these are our opinions on these
exactly,
things."
right. But and you know, I mean, we're all gonna go see it one way
Right.
or another, you know, grudgingly, excitedly, whatever. But it's just the more that I keep seeing about this movie, the less faith that gives me in future DC projects. Like
Right,
I keep looking
exactly.
at this and I'm like, oh yeah, they're taking the tone from, like, they took the Man of Steel tone from the Dark Knight movies. Okay, fine. They're carrying that into Batman vs Superman. Okay, fine. And in a way, they're even kind of carrying that with sort of like this Neo-Gotham Batman and Robin flair in its own bizarre way into Suicide Squad with no humor. And I'm thinking,
Right.
this is just, I have, and if they keep up like this going forward, I just, man, I don't,
Yeah.
I fear for future DC movies. I do. I
Yeah, man.
just, and believe me, I want to be wrong. I want to come out of this and go, man, that was a kick-ass movie. That's not gonna happen. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's just not. And I would love to be wrong. When I go into something and I think, everything I've seen, everything I've heard, you know, all the press, all the stills, the trailer, whatever, it's going to be like Fantastic Four. I'm going into that movie thinking, this movie is not going to really do anything for me. I'm going to go see it. I'm not going into it thinking, well, this is going to suck. I'm just going into this thinking, I have a very low bar here.
Right.
I want to be surprised.
Right.
The only way, it is very hard for movies like that to disappoint.
Right,
Like
yeah.
that's the thing. Like if I come out of this and I'm wrong, fantastic. That means this movie, you know, just this movie was better than I expected. If I go into something like Fantastic Four or potentially Suicide Squad with how this looks and it comes out and it doesn't even and it actually disappoints, that's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a ridiculously low bar. You can't trip over that bar.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree 100%. It's you know, I don't get the same excitement I see, like, when, you know, you see the Guardians of the Galaxy when you first saw them for the first time. It was like, oh shit, that looks good. And most people didn't know them from the comics, but anyone who's kind of read them, you're like, oh shit, Groot looks like Groot. Rocket looks like a fucking he looks like Rocket Raccoon. Like it was different. Same thing kind of goes with the X-Men films. When I saw Wolverine, I was like, he looks like Wolverine. And even though, like, they all wore leather and stuff, I don't know, I got more excited about them. And I mean, that was the 90s, but I don't get the same excitement when I see this picture. I'm just like, it just looks like a really bad sci like this looks like a sci-fi film, and it would be great for like a sci-fi TV show or something, but you know, it just, I don't want this to look like Sharknado 3 or something. Yeah, and this is going to be, I think, honestly, they're setting this up to be kind of, they're setting the Batman vs Superman up to be their, you know, here is starting all these characters and stuff, but this is the one right after that. This is going to be the, you know, the aftermath, and here's the world. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know. And like you said, it's go in not expecting much and hope for the best. But
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty much.
and yeah, so yeah, definitely a contrast between seeing Jubilee and seeing this. And in Jubilee, it was like, yes, that's it. It didn't, you know, it didn't hurt her that she looked cute as hell too. But yeah. So let's see here. We got some more movie news. Some John Wick.
Yes, there is
Yes.
going to be a sequel. I'm excited. I love that movie. If
Oh
anybody
yeah.
out there hasn't seen John Wick for whatever reason, maybe you don't like if you don't like action movies, this is not going to be for you regardless. It's not.
No.
But
Oh.
if you're big on like the kind of like secret assassin kind of movies, but more it's more action, less intrigue. And I know some people who shied away from it because they're like, oh, it's Keanu Reeves. And I was like, guys, he's good. This is a great role for him, and I loved him in it. He nailed it.
Well, this harkens back on what you were just saying, like, about a film that you don't have expectations for going in, and then when you see it, you're like, damn, that was good.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, like you said, Keanu Reeves, he's made some good films, but he hasn't made some good films. And this, you know, here's how the trailer's going to go. It's going to be a bunch of people saying, is John Wick back? And at the end, he's going to go, I think I'm back.
Yeah.
Just like in the movie.
Yeah.
And that's perfect. I want that. I want more of that. It's like Denzel Washington. I want more films like The Equalizer, and we're getting it.
Yeah.
Like, they're really good at those roles. And sometimes you can oversaturate the market, I guess, with when an actor does that a lot. Like Liam Neeson, I'm probably butchering his name, but.
Neeson,
yeah. So, see, from here on out, I'm just going to know I'm going to butcher names, and I hope you correct me, Logan, so people know what I'm talking about. But yeah, man, he's done the same thing. I can't tell you. I've stopped watching his films. That anytime I see a film with that, it's like he's gonna get someone back, after a whole family. I'm like, I've had enough.
Well, I mean, because I mean, like, we've had like 8 Taken movies,
right? Exactly.
Really.
Where Denzel, at least he does it every 5 years, every 6 years or something, and you know, in Keanu Reeves, he hasn't done a lot of these. This is kind of his first one like that. So, I want more of it, more of the same. I'm totally down, and it's an interesting, cool kind of genre shift for him, and I like it. I totally dig it. So,
well, because I mean, he dabbled in getting into this kind of like darker side, if you will, when he did Man of Tai Chi. And I don't know how many people saw that. A buddy of mine who I would not have expected this from was like, you got to see this. And I was like, all right, sure. I'll find this tiny little movie that nobody's heard of. Okay. And I watched it and I was like, okay, not my favorite, but you know, that was interesting.
I saw a movie of his, I think it was the Ronin movie.
47 Ronin, okay.
47 Ronin, yeah. And it wasn't that good, but...
No, but, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Right, right. I don't think it was his worst movie or anything like that, but it was okay. And then he did, I think, it was right before he did John Wick. Okay, I see The Man of Tai Chi. That's cool. I'll check that out.
Yeah, I would recommend it. It's what, like an hour and a half or something? I
mean,
It's different. It's a different kind of Keanu Reeves role, and I think that's really where, like, he kind of started on this whole sort of like, well, I need to reinvent myself, I need to branch out, I need to have an expression.
Right. Hey, Affleck did it, and it worked for him.
Yeah,
it
did.
It's good to see these actors come back and do something good, and sometimes you got to switch it up. You know, Affleck got caught up in that big blockbuster summer, you know, type of films and romance stuff, and it wasn't suiting him. I personally like it when he's just, I mean, I like him more dialogue stuff, even though it's kind of silly to say, but I like it. Like, I love Chasing Amy. Like,
yeah,
he's not the best actor in that film, but I actually really enjoyed watching that film, and he was a major part of it, and stuff like that. I loved the banter between, you know, him and in Good Will Hunting. You know, and he didn't play that big of a parts in that movie at all, but I liked his character in it. And then, you know, the later ones.
The town, Argo especially.
Argo, exactly. Yeah. Where,
was,
you
like,
know.
When the town was kind of like the beginning of that shift for him.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. Let's see where he goes from here. So he goes on to Argo, and I was like, okay, all right, I'm in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, And, you know, anything with – I forgot what – oh, no. Yeah, John Goodman was in that film. I was going to say I love John Goodman. He's
that was another thing. Like, that was kind of the year of John Goodman in stuff.
Right.
Like,
he's totally made a comeback.
Yeah, and I couldn't be happier. I love John Goodman.
Yeah, anytime I see that he's in a film, no matter what it is, I'm kind of like, I want to see that. I just saw one with him and Marky Mark.
The Gambler.
The Gambler, and I didn't like it, but I liked John Goodman's character. I thought, like, you do not want to cross this guy. And he tells him, he's like, I'm not the guy you want to owe money to, and I'm not the guy you're going to owe money to for long. And he was just like, that's it. you have until, you know, whatever. And I he was just he just seemed dangerous. And I was like, yep, I like that. I like
Yeah.
John. Yeah, he needs to be in more films.
Yeah, it that role was kind of like a serious version of the role he played in was it Flight?
Right.
Yeah. It's like instead
Oh
of
yeah.
going the kind of jokey drug dealer route, he went like hardcore. It's
Right. Oh, he's gonna be in Curious George 3, Back to the Jungle.
okay.
Yeah. No, he's also let's see. Yeah, there's just some strange he's got some strange pictures coming out, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I think somebody like John has kind of gotten to the point where he's looking at these and he's saying, what's interesting to me?
Right.
And
No,
maybe it's
totally.
something like the new Curious George. He looks at it and he goes, you know what? I want to do this
He's
for
got a.
whatever his reason. It's like,
Oh, wow.
okay, sure. Go
Yeah, no,
for
I
it,
didn't know
John.
he had a TV show on Amazon called Alpha
Alpha
House.
House, yeah.
I never heard of that. Maybe four Republican senators share the same DC house rental. Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah,
There's parties and.
it's interesting. Like I think I've only seen like one or two episodes, but I'm like, okay, I'll bookmark this. I'll come back to it. Sure.
Right. Oh yeah, no, John Goodman, there you go. No, that's cool. But yeah, so Civil War, Martin Freeman, what do you think about that casting?
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
That, like
the
Marvel just today, they were like, by the way, in Civil War, Martin Freeman's gonna be in it. Bye. I'm like, wait a minute,
yeah.
wait a minute, wait a minute. Time out. In a Marvel film leading up to the debut of eventually we're going to have Sherlock as Doctor Strange, you've got Watson in Civil War? Really? Like, hang on, guys.
That's my first thought
Yeah.
was Doctor Strange, and who in the world could Martin Freeman play? And then I thought he's got to play into the Doctor Strange film. And I have no idea what he would be, who he could be. Like, I don't know. Like, my first thought was, in the perfect world, he would be Mr. Fantastic. But I don't know why. I don't
I
know why
could
I thought
see
that.
that. That's not a
Yeah.
terrible idea, really.
No. But then I thought, like, who would he play? He's not the big, strong, brooding, you know, superhero type character, like
Right.
actor. He's kind of short, you know. He's kind of just looks like an ordinary guy. So I thought, who the hell would he be in Civil War?
He's an analyst type. He's a desk agent for S.H.I.E.L.D. or something, you know? Like he's plucky and he's witty, but he's not an action type. He's not a field agent, really.
You know what? He's probably Speedball. Just kidding. Yeah.
That's cruel. That's
Yeah,
mean.
no, I'm just kidding. Like, yeah, you're right.
Although that
You
would be hysterical.
it'd be like, wait, what? Yeah, but no, I, you know, maybe he's Watto, or you know what, how do you pronounce him? Yeah, UATU.
Uatu, yeah, the watch.
Watto,
Really,
yeah,
the
Watto.
Watcher? That's
Wait, Watto's from Star Wars. Yeah, the Watcher. Who
no,
knows?
Watto is. I thought Watto was from Total Recall.
No, what Watto from wow, am I saying this wrong? Star Wars, Watto, WATTO. He's the guy, he's the seller, he's the junk sailor, he's
Oh
Annie.
yeah, God,
Those mind tricks don't work on me. That's a horrible accent.
it's terrible. But then again, so was his.
Right, yeah.
What wasn't?
My
What was the thing from Total Recall? What was the alien?
You got me, dude. I could
Wasn't
tell
that?
you Star Wars all day, but
Yeah,
not not Total Recall.
man, I'm gonna have to look that up now because that's gonna
Yeah.
bug me. But yeah, like I don't.
Those mind tricks don't work on
Yes.
me. I don't know. He was just bad. Oh man, I love doing bad Star Wars quotes the best. Or not the best, but I like doing that the most, because like it's just ridiculous, and it pisses Star Wars fans off too. And I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I fucking love Star Wars. That's my love. But I love, like, whenever some of my friends are like, man, you know, they're like, I can't wait to see it. I was like, yeah, you know what I'm looking forward the most in the new Star Wars film? When they talk about midichlorians. Like, I can't wait. Like, I'm gonna look for it, and I'm excited. And they just get so pissed. And I'm like, dude, I'm fucking with you. I'm just screwing with you. But yeah. Of course, I brought this conversation to Star Wars for some reason,
Ryan, of course.
but yeah, man, no, I have no clue. I mean, to me, I guess he can be like a shield agent, or I don't know, maybe they'll. I see. I don't even know that much about Doctor Strange to even like
Well, there's
guess.
not, I mean, that's the thing. Like, there's not a big supporting cast there. So,
Well,
like, I don't know.
he has like a
Yeah, but he's
Oh, he's already cast.
well,
Okay.
I don't know if he's already cast, but like he's Asian.
Oh yeah, his
Like
name's
it's
Wong,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
like
okay.
the
Well,
and the
they
like
can't do
yeah,
that.
that wouldn't be Martin Freeman. But no, like it's part of the whole point of like he's kind of the bridge between those cultures.
Okay.
So
Well,
it's
he's
yeah.
Dormammu, maybe. I'm just kidding.
Dormammu. Yeah, let's cast Martin Freeman as the antithesis of the Sorcerer Supreme. That would be great.
Right, but hey man, Marvel, until Disney burns me, I'm gonna say this. I am not I whatever they decide to do, and I know this is kind of biased, I always give them the benefit of the doubt, and stuff like this just excites me. Who doesn't like Martin Freeman, you know? Especially kind of people that are embedded in our kind of world
He's been
where
in everything. He
right,
was.
yeah,
It was.
exactly. And he's not bad. I just saw that Oh, what was it? That Edgar Wright movie, where they go to the bars, at the end of the world or whatever.
The World's End. World's
Right,
End.
and he was funny in it.
Good movie.
I liked his
Good
role.
movie. Yeah.
What happened?
Good movie. No, it's just
Yeah.
it was a good movie. Quatto. Quatto, damn it. That was the name of the alien in Total Recall.
Quato.
Quatto. That's
There you go. No, I know Watto, but not
right. We've got
Quato.
Quatto, Watto, and Watu. Like that's
Right.
there's here's your
Well,
next
speaking of Star Wars, we can just,
Yes.
go into that. Second spin-off, reportedly Boba Fett.
Yes.
Yep, Josh Trank out as director.
That was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I was looking forward to him doing it. Let's see here. But yeah, man, what do you think? What do you think Boba Fett, Star Wars film?
I think it'll finally shut a lot of people the hell up. Just
Right. Wait, what do you mean by that?
well, just because I mean, for the last 30 years, people have been like, "We want to see more Boba Fett. We want to see more Boba Fett." And I'm like, "Okay, fine. I don't
Yeah.
like that was never a character that excited me."
I think, well, here's, well, okay. Okay. Boba Fett excited a lot of people. The thing is, and here's the thing. I think a lot of people feel burned that when they did episode two, it was like, here we're gonna do Boba Fett, psych. It's gonna be about Jango Fett. It was like a tease almost. It was like, we're gonna do a, we hear your cries about episode one. We're gonna give you more of what you liked about, Boba Fett. It'd be his dad. And then they kind of made it weird, with the whole cloning thing or whatever. But I think people kind of feel a little burned about that. And the other thing is, with Boba Fett, if I take my, what is it, the rose petal glasses, what do you call that,
Rose
rose?
colored glasses. Yeah.
Right, glasses off of my Star Wars fanboyish stuff. Boba Fett was not that. I mean, he played a big role, I guess, in the movie. He had a few lines. He had a shitty death, and he was great for, like, they of course made him for toys, to sell cool toys. Because let's be honest, he's the coolest looking action figure that's ever existed. At least to me, he is.
Yeah,
And.
that's a hard point to argue.
Right, and he was clearly made to sell toys, like most things like this is. But it is, people want to know his origin and want to know more of him. But in a way, and this is where I come in. This is where my feelings are. I want to see a Boba Fett film. I'm in, but I don't know if this could be very bad because he's a badass in the movie, but it's because there's not a lot of him. It's because,
Right,
he.
he's such a badass. He gets killed after Han accidentally bumps his jetpack with a pole.
Well, that's shitty that happened there, but
Yeah, but I
his.
mean I
But
think
it.
that's just gonna make it worse. We build up, now we have the legend of Boba Fett, and now how did he get to be this bounty hunter? And then you realize the end of the story is he gets taken out in one of the most punk ways possible. Like
Right, but
it's
if you've
even
read any of the like, have you read any of the extended universe stuff or expanded universe stuff? Like his character is cool.
I agree. I'm not arguing with you, but I'm saying, like, it just kind of rubs more salt in that wound.
Right. I think a lot of – I talked to my buddy who saw it a lot, Star Wars, a lot sooner than I did. Not when it came out. He's not that older than I am. But and I have some friends who saw it when they were kids, and Boba Fett was a cool character when they saw him. But a lot of the older fans that I talked to are like, I kind of want Boba Fett to stay the same – or not stay the same, but they don't want it touched. They're just like – it was cool in that story, but I don't know if I want to know more about it. But here's what I come. This is what I fight with. I want to see more of it, but I want to see how Episode 7 does. I have a lot of faith in J.J. Abrams. I have a lot of faith in this Force Awakens come out, and I like to see that some of my friends who, when they found out Disney bought them, were so disappointed. When they found out J.J. Abrams on it, were so disappointed. I see them now. They're finally admitting to the fact that they're getting excited, you know, and you could quote them a few years ago saying, fuck this. Like, this is not what I want. This is the absolute worst. And, you know, and now they're like, I can't hide the fact anymore that I'm actually excited for this, because now they're starting to see all the stuff coming out. And I think it's because these fans were older than me. They saw Episode 1, 2, and 3 in a different light than I did as a kid or whatever. And, you know, they were just so burned with those films that it was like, why would I go anywhere near that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not totally.
And I think I saw it through different eyes, because I didn't hate the prequels as much as everyone else. I see why everyone else hates them. I totally understand. They're not that good of films, especially Episode 1. I think they did a lot better in 2 and, of course, 3. I think the films got a lot better because they started to actually listen to fans. And we've talked about this before, but, you know, I'm such a huge fan of J.J. Abrams. And I loved every word they said what they were going to do with the new film. When they said they were going to do the new when they were going to go back to shooting it with regular film, and that they were going to use the prosthetics, the
practical effects,
that's the word I'm thinking of. When they were going to do all of that, I loved that.
Yeah,
and that's what got me excited. And there's a I want to read this, because since we're still on Star Wars, that there was a in Vanity Fair, the upcoming Vanity Fair, they talk a lot about it. There was a lot of stuff released. We'll talk about it in a second, the pictures and stuff. But this was a quote from J.J. Abrams, and it said, from the Vanity Fair article, The Force Awakens: for some fans, Star Wars fans, there's no May the 4th news finer than this. Director J.J. Abrams revealed that he thought about killing off the very controversial Jar Jar Binks. Sitting in an edit bay at his Bad Robot Productions office and pointing to a frame of the Star Wars The Force Awakens, Abrams told Vanity Fair contributing editor Bruce Handy, I have thought about putting Jar Jar's bones in the desert right there. He laughed and said, I'm serious. Only 3 people would notice, but they'd love it. And I thought that was funny, because, like, he gets it. He knows, like, what burned fans, because he was a fan.
And you're thinking, that's a pretty good idea, betcha.
Exactly. So, like, everything we're seeing from it, like, even my dad, like, my mom, when they see that the new trailers, they're like, yeah, that's the Star Wars I know, you know. And I'm just like, yes, finally someone gets it. And if they stay in that direction, I hope what happens is JJ shoots this one. If he doesn't do, you know, we hear rumors that Josh Whedon wants to do a Star Wars film.
Josh, we just talked about this.
Yeah, I keep saying Josh, so I apologize. But, you know, rumor is he wants to jump into that world. And, you know, if he does a side film.
Can you just imagine, the nerd community would explode?
Oh, yeah.
If you just see anywhere a Star Wars film directed by Josh Whedon, like, that's it. Shut it down. It's over. Like,
yes, yeah. Disney wins. Like, they have won everyone's childhood at this point, right? And so, and you know, I hope that I'm sure JJ would stay on as like an executive producer, to kind of like Nolan did, I guess, for the Batman, for like DC's. They're like, all right, we need Nolan in here to kind of guide, because those movies did so good, and it's kind of that. It's that old executive, like, hey, people liked those films. Let's just have Nolan kind of direct or kind of guide the rest of the universe, not knowing, let's not have them all look like Batman. But that's another story. But I hope that JJ is kind of there to guide, you know, like, oh, this is what we're doing in these films. Kind of stay on board with that, kind of, you know, keep that in line. So, you know, I don't know where I'm going with that, but I'm excited.
I understand what you mean. Instead of like just kind of providing a framework,
not saying
like they all have to be like this, because we've seen like with Rogue One, they're not all going to be like this, but there's, you know, they let them go out and do their different things, but keep them in a similar, like keep them in the same kind of framework. Don't go real crazy.
Right, exactly. And they can be different. And we can, right off the bat, we know the Star Wars films are going to be different. You know, Rogue One, just the little tiny morsel we got feels very different from the Star Wars, you know, Force Unleashed, the Force Awakens stuff. Like, it sounds like a military type of, you know, it sounds very different, just what they showed. So I'm excited. What else was I going to say? Oh yeah, we'll get into the games, but there's some Star Wars game news. Well, no, I might as well just shoot out right now, and we'll get into more some movie stuff. But Disney Infinity, they are doing the 3.0, and it's all going to be Star Wars. Now, I haven't gotten any of the Disney Infinity stuff, and I can't go anywhere near that. I have a problem.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you about this other story that later in the episode about games. But yeah, dude, I saw that I'm the Disney or the Star Wars, and I thought I stayed away from the Disney stuff because I don't really care about Disney figures. The game's kind of – I mean, I've never played the game. From what I see, it's a lot like Skylanders.
Right, it's the same principle, but with Disney characters.
Right, and to me, that it looks like a gauntlet, but with, like, you know, Disney characters, like you said. And then I saw the Marvel stuff, and I was like, oh, that's cool. That's interesting. I don't want to collect all these things. I don't want to do that. I can't go near that kind of stuff because I have a problem.
Yeah.
And then when I saw the Star Wars ones, I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? I got to. All right. I'm sure I'm getting to the Han Solo one and the Chewbacca one because Star Wars is my weakness when it comes to franchises.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was cool. I mean, we all knew it was kind of coming. And from what I understand this, which is strange, they don't all play together. Which doesn't make any sense. You would think, you know, if you had the Disney Wave 1, Marvel Wave 2, Star Wars Wave 3, I would want them to interact with each other.
I would not. I don't
Why
want
not?
Because I don't want Ariel and Tony Stark fighting Darth Vader.
But
it's
a kids game. It's Disney Infinity. I'm not talking about a AAA blockbuster. You know, but then again, people love, you know, Kingdom Hearts, you know, so they like that interaction.
Yeah,
you know.
But I mean, even that was weird.
Yeah, I never got into that.
Well, the thing that worked with Kingdom Hearts was the tone, and you can't bring, I don't think, this is just me, I don't think you could bring, because that's essentially what it would be doing.
So you never took your toys as a kid with the Star Wars toys and the Transformers?
Sick.
But these games are for kids, though. They're not for – you know what I mean? They're not made with us in mind. They're made with kids. So that's why I thought it would be cool to have Darth Vader go up against Tony Stark as a kid. That's like – that's what you dream of.
I mean, I see where you're coming from. I do. And I just – I don't
want the movies to ever, you know, cross over. I don't want the I don't want the hardcore AAA title to cross over. The comic book, sure, why not? We have Archie and Predator. Like, those are fun. And that's why, I don't know. It's a kid's game. It's Legos, pretty much. Like, I loved the Lego movie when Batman, you know, was in the Millennium Falcon. It's just a cool little, I don't know. That, I guess, I don't know, but I thought that was strange. But then again, I guess they hear people, you know, like you that don't want that, and maybe that's why they don't. From what I understand, it's the main part of the game. Like, I guess there's like story mode and stuff that they don't cross over, but you can in the like free play. So
and
I guess that's cool.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I know nothing about these guys. I don't know how they play. I don't know anything about it. So that's,
I just know I want the figure to sit right next to my Pikachu amiibo. It was the only one that I have, and I have a new one now. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. No, and
But
I wanted to do say one more thing about The Force Awakens before we move on.
yeah.
'Cause I went this weekend and saw a little movie about, like, guess how old the robot is. I don't know. What was it called? Help me out here. Something to do with
Guess how old the robot was. That's the
yeah.
name of the movie.
Something Age of Ultron. That was it. Yeah,
Oh, okay.
there are like four people right now banging their heads against a desk, like, that was the dumbest joke I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, I was
But
totally like, wait, is the movie called Guess the Name of the Robot? Because I thought that'd be a cool indie movie name. No, yeah, Age of Ultron, that's right. I saw the memes where Microsoft's new aging camera. It's like, guess the age of Ultron.
It was like,
Yeah.
well, thanks for spoiling that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And because I'm me, I had to go to Charlotte. I had to go to the AMC. Oh, Stubbs member, hello. So I'll give them a shout out. I've had AMC since I was born. Like they are my franchise. But
Yeah, there's a good one here in Altamont that I go to.
yeah, I love that one. I miss that one. 'Cause
Oh, yeah.
it was like down the street. This is half an hour away.
Right. I actually went to this really cool place called the Cloak and Blaster, and it's over in UCF. Now, I went there a few years ago with friends, like 2011, 2012, and it was more of like a dude bro type bar. Like it had like beer pong and like a lot of college kids stuff. And it's like this two story bar, and like I said, it was all like UCF stuff before. But my buddy's been telling about me for a while, and I went and saw. I went out to eat. I went to the movie with some family and friends. And then he told me, "Hey, bro, he saw that I checked in there. He's like, you're close to that place. Do you want to go?" So I ended up meeting him up there, and the place was like, holy shit! Like they have a picture of Will Wheaton, signed autograph up at the bar. If you looked at the bar, it looked like, Ready Player One, I guess is what you could say. They have, it's like a nerd bar. Like they have, oh God, what did they not have up there? They had the Black Knight from Monty Python and
From
the Holy
Holy
Grail.
Grail, okay,
Yeah, they had all this stuff. They had Mortal Kombat the movie playing, and then to the right of it, they
yeah.
had people playing Mortal Kombat X. Yeah, and
Oh,
the girl at the
man.
bar was really sweet. Like it was a really cool time, and there was just a lot of geeks. There was a bunch of tables where they're all playing their like their games and stuff, and it was you could tell that that was a place the kids around UCF would go to. So it was like that bar and a comic shop, Geek Easy. You could tell like they had their stiff competition, but it was cool nonetheless. Like it was, I just got out of Age of Ultron, so that's what I wanted to do. And we sat there and talked about the movie because he saw it previously. He saw it a few days before I did, and we just sat there. And you're in that mode after the movie where you're like, I need to talk about this. I need to dive into that kind of conversation.
Yeah.
From so take 42, but yeah, so I was probably talking cut off when I was talking about the bar. It was just really cool. It's a geeky bar, like everyone there was talking about nerdy stuff. Like I said, the kid next to me was like, "Yeah, I just saw Daredevil and blah blah blah," and I don't know. It was a fun time. So yeah, it was called the Cloak and Blaster. They have like they call it Hobbit Hour for their happy hour. They have comic book stuff on Wednesdays, and just like you could tell, this is the geeky place. It was cool. It's definitely kind of like an alternative to a Geek Easy, which I love. That's where I go. But it's nice to know there's other places like that too. And it was kind of it was the Geek Easy is kind of near Full Sail, where this is kind of near UCF, and that the whole Waterford area. So like I said, I went there like years ago with a whole bunch of friends, and it was different. It was like a dude bro place. But that was cool.
Nice.
Where was I? Yeah, so yeah, but yeah, so there's a few, I think there's a few more movie news.
Well,
We'll
I
kind of
want to hang on. Let me get
okay.
back to my story here.
Oh, sorry.
No, man, that's all right. I learned something. That's very cool. But anyway, before what was I saying? I had to go see it at AMC because this is a movie, like, I'm a sucker for these. I had to go see this in IMAX 3D. I had to. I couldn't. Like I if for every other viewing it'll be regular format or Blu-ray or whatever, but the first time seeing this, it had to be in IMAX. It had to be 3D. Mm-hmm. And something else that happened was that, of course, this being a Disney production, they played the Force Awakens trailer before it. We knew this. Everybody knew this going in. The thing is, it was one of the two IMAX 3D trailers. Now, I've watched that trailer on my laptop and Chromecast it to my TV and Bluetoothed it to the soundbar. Like, I've done all that. And I've seen this trailer like a dozen times. And I still, you know, after like the eighth or ninth time, you stop getting goosebumps. You're still excited. You're still amped. But it, like, that wow factor, that huge, oh my God, this is amazing factor, it drops just that little bit. When I think about seeing that trailer in theaters, in sitting in a theater and seeing that on a giant screen in IMAX in 3D, I get goosebumps thinking about what that was like. Oh, yeah. I was in pretty much when it was announced, and then they had the teaser and I was like, okay, now I'm really in. And then the trailer came out and I'm like, I can't possibly be any more in than I am right now. Right. And I was wrong. I was so wrong.
Oh yeah. Like,
just sitting there in a theater and experiencing new Star Wars. You know, even for just the 2 minutes of that trailer, I was like, is it Christmas? Like, it's Christmas, like, in a week, right? Can we move this along here? I can't conceivably wait anymore for this.
Yeah, dude. When I remember, I was looking at the trailers, and they had the Fantastic Four, they had the Batman, and then they saved Star Wars for the last one. And I remember hearing the kid behind me. He goes, is this got to be Halo. This is Halo. And I was like, nope. You know, and then, like, they play the music, that score, that fucking beautiful score. And, you know, we all see the trailer, and near the end, people were clapping. Like, and the little kid behind me was just like, oh, I want to see that. And his dad's like, we're seeing that. And yeah, dude. And that was cool too. Like, I like it. I don't like when people talk in a theater, but when I go see films like that and there's a kid near me, you know, they're going to make little tiny comments. They're going to laugh. And it throughout of Age of Ultron, I guess we'll get into that in a little bit, but I liked how excited he got when he was supposed to, you know, and how, like, he was like, oh no, when, like, you know, something bad happens. And I thought that was cool. I thought it was really strange because you could tell that someone next to me was kind of getting annoyed. I thought, let the kid, like, you know, let him have fun. Like, that's when he's supposed to do that in a film, you know what right. I mean? What do you think about that?
This wasn't somebody that brought a crying baby to a horror film. This was
exactly
that's it. You know, this is what movies are supposed to do. This wasn't a kid being annoying or aggravating. He saw something and he was like, wow. I'm like, okay, excellent. Then this medium has done its job.
Exactly. He wasn't just going, hey dad, are we gonna go to the store? You know, he wasn't talking. He was just reacting, you know, and he was just like, oh my gosh. And he was just like, all right. So back to where we were at. We talked about Star Wars, how great it is seeing the trailer again, and how much we like it when kids get excited in the films, because that's what they're supposed to do. And I thought it was weird that the guy kind of sitting two seats down, you can see him grumbling in his seat. And I'm like, dude, let the kid watch the film. But yeah, so kind of staying in that LucasArts kind of territory, they, you know, said they're doing Indiana Jones, and they're moving forward with it. No script. But Kathleen Kennedy kind of came out and said, we're doing another one. And I'm sure Harrison Ford will be in it. What do you think?
I just want the fridge to cameo. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I remember seeing it in the theater, and I know everyone got upset about that film. I guess I'm not as into Indiana Jones as I, of course, am into Star Wars. It's not as, you know, such a, I'm getting the red thing.
No, but I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay. All right. I wasn't as, you know, invested in that series as I am with Star Wars. I saw the film and I was like, there's a lot of CGI going on here. Like, a lot of CGI monkeys, and they're flying through, they're running through trees and stuff. And I thought it was, I was like, okay, what's going on? All these ants and stuff, and the alien stuff. Spoiler alert. I actually kind of liked that idea. I was like, well, this is a serial, and it kind of makes sense. It kind of go in this direction with all the ones before it. If you think about it, there's ghosts and knights that live, however, 2,000 years, and invisible walkways, and it's in the first one, of course, where you have the melting faces, it is already out there. And so I don't know, I didn't understand why people got so upset about the alien stuff, but the nuke the fridge stuff, that was a little silly and stuff. So yeah, so but I'm excited. Disney, like I said, and I've said this before, until they let me down is when I'm going to start really questioning what they're doing. So new Indiana Jones, I'm all in. I'm all on board. I know the last one was not that good, but I love Harrison Ford, and I think Disney kind of, they might rein it in a little bit and go, "Hey, let's do a good one." And no Shia LaBeouf.
Yes,
So,
please.
yeah. So that's it'll be interesting. We heard rumors that Chris
Pratt.
Yeah,
Chris
Chris
Pratt.
Pratt is rumored to kind of take over the role, and I would totally dig that. He'd be like, "Hey, guess what? You kind of had me as a son too." No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
He could be just like his buddy, like his understudy.
Yeah. I say go for it. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I think we're still kind of on that mentality of Disney hasn't burned us, so I think we got all the movie news out, and let's talk about some comic book stuff, because hey man, we had free comic book weekend. What did you were you able to go anywhere or?
I had to work the entire time the comic book store here was open on free comic book day, but I did when I went in the day after, they did have a couple of Secret Wars left over.
Oh,
So
nice.
I was
There
like,
you go.
I was like, I came by and I saw you guys had the dude dressed as Spider-Man out front, and I would have stopped. I really wanted to, but I was doing, I was at work. They were like, "What do you do?" And I'm like, "Well, you're situated right next to our competitor, so I can't really say."
Right.
They're like, "Oh, maybe we shouldn't give you a comic." I was like, "Come on!" I carry my die-cast Green Lantern ring around with me, and they're like, "You still have one of those?" I'm like, "Yeah." They're like, "All right, fine. You get one. You guys only have one left."
Oh man,
That
dude,
was yeah. They were out of everything else.
so they were packed, huh?
I guess. I mean,
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Man, well, I went to a comic shop. You know the shop. It
Oh,
was
yeah.
all it's yeah, it's my local shop here, and one of my buddies, Eric, he kind of recently he didn't quit, but he is definitely only he only does a few weekends out of the month. He kind of Aaron kind of runs a comic shop in Geek Easy. He's kind of like the, I guess you'd say, general manager of the place. He's the owner. And Eric ran the cash register. He was kind of the comic shop. He kind of ran that. Where now Eric has he's now getting his he got his real estate license, so he's going and doing that now. And Oral kind of took over the role of what Eric's doing, and the guy Adam, who I don't know too much about, but he runs the Geek Easy. But anyway, so it was cool to see Eric there, because he's now left, but he only does it every once in a while, so I never really get to see him. So when I came in, oh my God, dude, the whole place was packed.
Well,
From
yeah.
yeah, it was like a sardine can, and there was a line going around the building. And I forgot what I was doing. I think I was out with my mom. I usually see the weekends is when I usually get to see my family. So my mom always likes me for to come over, and she'll make ribs or something like that. And I love my mom's cooking. So I went over there, and I was like, "Hey, they're doing a huge thing at the comic shop." And she actually met Aaron when we went to I forgot where we went, but she's met him before. And I was like, "You remember that guy? Yeah, the guy that runs the go. Let's go there." And so we went there and said hi. And holy, it was nice, because as soon as I walked in, all of them were there. Oral, Eric, and Aaron are all up at the front. And, you know, I said hi to all of them, and I was only going to walk in there, get some of the free comic books, and maybe grab a graphic novel or so. Because, you know, that's the day where they make a shitload of money. The free comics are there, but, you know, I don't like going in and just taking free comics and leaving. I wanted to get something. So I started looking around, and I thought, what would I get? So I got a few graphic novels. I got volume 4 or 5 of Saga. I got volume 1 of Invincible, and I can't wait to dive into that.
There you go.
I got a Walking Dead, and there was one that I wanted to get, and I ended up going back, was Civil War, because I just love that series. And because I got a few of those graphic novels, they threw in Flashpoint and something else.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and one thing, a lot that they had that I really liked that they didn't, I haven't really seen that much before, was a lot of the Pop Vinyl dolls.
Okay,
and that's another thing where I never really wanted to start collecting, but ever since I got one in my loot crate, the Groot, I was like, oh, I got to have all the Guardians of the Galaxy now. So I eventually got Raccoon, and then I got Michael Rourker. I'm mispronouncing his name. Rourker, yeah. His character, Yondu, I believe.
That's it.
I have Wolverine and Goku and Boba Fett, so I was like, well, might as well keep getting them. I'm already this far in. And no, I'm not saying I got all of them there, but I saw this Wampa one from Star Wars.
Okay.
And he's like twice the size of the other ones.
Nice.
So I got the Wampa, and he was $1 more. You know, I think it was like $13 instead of $12. So I got him and Luke Skywalker, and it's Luke Skywalker when he's getting the Wampa thing. So it matched. So yeah, I ended up getting the Wampa, Luke, I got the graphic novels, and I'm like, fuck, how much money did I spend in here? But I love those guys. I love supporting local business. That's my shop. And so it was my mom's ever, I don't think she was in there before, but I was like, hey, let's just look around. She saw the place. Like they had a whole bunch of people in the Geek Easy. They have a lot of new, I shouldn't say new, but they have like, you know, Ninja Turtles arcade game, Simpsons arcade game, like the two best arcade games from my childhood back in there. And it was just, the place, I've never seen it that busy. And I looked at Aaron's video later on, and he was saying like it was the busiest free comic book day in their history. And you know,
well, I imagine the segment they had on MSNBC didn't hurt, you know?
Right, exactly.
That
yeah, no, they're
awesome.
Getting like national, you know, news here, and it's exciting. I'm so happy for them. I you know, the last few weeks I haven't really gone there. You know, I used to go there like all the time a few years ago. Recently, I'm back in like the, you know, I'm now like a town or two away, so it's not as often as I get to go in there. Only kind of when I go visit my mom and stuff. So, but now that Secret Wars is coming out, and this is where it gets into some more into the comic book stuff, I am going to be there every week because all the Secret Wars stuff seems interesting to me. At least there's going to be something like every week that I'm going to want. So I can't wait to go back. But yeah, dude, I can't wait to dive into Invincible, read up some more Saga, but I've been super busy this week, so I haven't really read much.
Let me know how Invincible is, because that was one that I always kind of looked at, but I never, for whatever reason, I never pulled the trigger.
Right, exactly. And it's you know, it's what's his name? The guy who did Walking Dead.
Kirkman?
Yeah, it's Kirkman. So I thought, okay, that's interesting. And it's a superhero take, but it's not like Marvel or DC. It's Images. And from what I hear nothing but good things. So, you know, I'm excited. You'll probably hear that from me next week. And, you know, kind of like I told you earlier in the show, this is kind of like, you know, how the sausage is made. I really think we should do a, you know, comic book of the month type show. And we'll do like one episode or so dedicated kind of to like maybe like a volume of Invincible or like Batman. And we'll kind of like just, you know, we'll give ourselves homework so we can go and talk about it. And so, you know, we can, you know, let our listeners, you know, hear something about that. So
something else I wanted to point out, and it was something that I had forgotten until I just actually went down to mine recently. Libraries usually have so many trades. It's crazy. Yeah. A lot, you wouldn't think about it, but go to a library and find like the young adult section and tell me you don't find just like tons of collections.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's the thing. Nobody does. But I mean, of course, we had one at Full Sail, but I just kind of took that for granted because it's, you know, it's an entertainment school. They have their graphic design department. Of course, they have comic books here. But when I was at the comic book down here, I mean, I'm in, you know, a fairly small town in pretty rural North Carolina.
Right.
And they, and I mean, we've got comics, man. I'm telling you, wow. we've got a great selection just at the library. So if anybody's saying, you know, well, you know, I don't want to download them through like Comixology, or I don't want to go and spend money or whatever, go to a library. Library cards are free. Go check out, you know, and I mean, it depends on location, who has what, you know, it's right. always going to be a crapshoot, but you know, it's always like the collections. And it's always the ones it cracks me up because they always, whenever I see them, they look like the old strategy guides.
Right.
They have that kind of cover and whatnot to them. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, they're not hardback. They're not, they're definitely the ones like mass produced. Like these are the ones you're going to find at the bookstores instead of the comic book stores.
Right.
Kind of thing. But you know, they're all still in there. And anybody who's like, yeah, I want to go check out some comics for free, go to your local library. I guarantee you will be amazed at the selection they have.
Right, yeah. No, I need to get, like, a bookshelf because I got a ton of graphic novels, now that I think about it, that I always, every once in a while, love diving into. Whenever I go on a plane or whenever I, like, go, I know I'm going on a long trip, I love to put things like that in it. Even if I've read the story, it's cool to go back and go, oh, I forgot about this. That's why I got Civil War. Like, it's been years since I read Civil War, and Civil War was one of those books that I just got back into comics.
Yeah.
And I was like, what can I dive in? And then that's when Aaron, it was actually right around, I think, when that story was starting up, he was like, here you go, here's Civil War. And one of the coolest stories out of Civil War, it was the Ben Urich, and I know I'm mispronouncing his name, his whole side story.
I love where, that
yeah like that was one of the coolest parts of Civil War. But I would have never known that, you know, not you know, going to that shop or whatever. Yeah. but I have all these graphic novels I need to put on a bookshelf. I might just make one. My grandfather has a shop, and my brother makes so much stuff in it, so I might just actually make like a wooden shelf and put it somewhere in my room or something. But yeah, just have some of those around. I read a few things this week. We can get into like Batman because that was kind of a big issue this week. But I read and I didn't pick this up from the shop, but I got off Comixology, the Black Vortex. Have you heard about that with Marvel?
I've heard of it, and it's on my to-do list.
I splurged. And I got that because, like, it's weird. I didn't like how you get Star-Lord, and then you get Guardians of the Galaxy. Then, like, Chapter 3 is Guardians of the Galaxy team up. Chapter 4 is Cyclops. Like, it's not all in the same series. So you have all these random – I didn't want, like, random different issues lying around. So I just got the whole thing in, you know, one big thing. And
right.
It's a lot of – I don't know. I wasn't – I liked it. It was weird. It just seemed like it's not my favorite cosmic story at all. Like, there, I liked the Annihilation and stuff like that. I like a lot of old Silver Surfer stuff. Nova, I like. But this just seemed like, here's this cosmic item that makes superheroes cosmic heroes. And it was one of those, like, we shouldn't mess with this. Like, of course, we've heard this all with Jean Grey and everything. So, yeah, it's a lot like that. It's I don't know. It was way too long. Because the thing is, I've kind of stayed away from X-Men and Guardians, even though they're some of my favorite in the last, I don't know, last 6 months or so. And it's because of that. Like, their whole crossover story, I didn't want to do that whole thing. So I kind of waited until it was all done in one nice and neat story. I enjoyed it. I don't know if I'd go, you know, I'd wait. I'd what do you call it? Trade wait. I'd wait for the trade. If you're going to read it that way. But yeah, I kind of wanted to know what was going on with that side of the Marvel Universe before this whole Secret Wars, because it leads right up into Secret Wars. Well, I shouldn't say that. It doesn't like end with, you know, the world's ending. It's there's a beginning, middle, and end, and there's no mention of Secret Wars, but it's the story before Secret Wars. Because it's leading right in, you know, Secret Wars this week. If you're listening to this, Secret War is out. So
I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. I'm going in tomorrow, and I'm, like I said, it's a town or two away, but this is kind of one where I want to go and get it that day. It's the one where you want to, give yourself some time before you go to the shop so you can sit around and talk to people and just, I don't, don't want spoilers or anything, but, get a feel. And that's what I kind of like about Eric is he doesn't spoil anything, but he knows how to get you excited because he's read probably a few issues. I think they get like previews or whatever, and he kind of knows where it's going, so he teases it. And that's what I like. That's why I love about local comic book shops. But that's kind of what I read this week, and Batman, and Scott Snyder, he just
Man, he can do no wrong on Batman. Like,
right, and Greg
it's
Capullo.
incredible. And his art style, watching the kind of the subtle evolution of his art style
Oh yeah.
throughout the entire, I mean, if you go from 1 to 40, you look at this and you go, wow, okay, you see a big difference.
Oh yeah, totally. And just him and Joker just beating the shit out
Oh
of each
my
other.
God, what a brawl.
Yeah,
What a
and those see
man.
those like the art in it. I that's my favorite thing about comics, pretty much, is the art, because that's what got me in as a kid. I love drawing, and so seeing like there's a total difference when you see something like that, and you go pretty much to anything. I mean, there's a lot of great artists out there right now, but he kind of sets the bar right now. And like you said, the evolution. Like, in front of your eyes, it's beautiful. And I don't want to talk forever about it. Go ahead.
But no, I mean, it's just, without spoiling anything, I mean, obviously, hey, it's a Batman and Joker. They're, what's this confrontation? This is the, I mean, it's a fight. Like, I mean, it
Yeah.
is just a straight up ugly, nasty fight. And
Yeah,
it's,
and not to spoil anything, but they actually get a little meta in it, and they're like,
yeah.
"Oh, you think I'm a little faster than I normally am?" It's like maybe I've been holding back, and this is it. So yeah, it gets gross, like, or not gross, but grotesque, like the stuff they do to each other. It's like they're not holding any punches, and
The smile was my favorite part. That was such a fantastic touch. I almost missed it the first time.
Oh,
And I was like,
really?
oh, wait
Yeah,
a
no,
minute,
I
what?
saw that, because
Oh man,
it's
it's
great. It was a
so
total
good.
great issue. And man, yeah, from what I understand, this was going to be the one he kind of ended it with, but he's going to stay on. Now some of the comp this now the stuff in the Free Comic Book Day for the Converges stuff, where it shows what happens after this,
Yeah.
and I don't want to spoil any. I don't know if we should spoil anything, but Bru the Batman, it's should we say this? I don't want to say who's under in the suit, but it's not Bruce. And
Right,
that doesn't mean Bruce is alive or dead. It's just
we
it's
just
not
have
Bruce.
a right, we just have a different we have somebody in a robot bat suit.
Right, pretty much like Iron Man, but Batman.
Yeah.
And okay, let's see where that heads. I don't know how I don't know how much I like that, but it's different.
It's
Let's
yeah.
yeah, rumor is that Snyder kind of wants to stay on at least to like 52, which would be kind of a,
That would be interesting, yeah.
it's poetic in a way. But yeah, no, he could write this forever, and I would read it.
Yeah.
I hope he never leaves Batman. But then again, another rumor is he wants to do Wonder Woman, which would be amazing. Like
Oh my
that.
God, put them, oh my God. But keep them together. Keep
Keep them together, yeah.
those two together. Keep Snyder and Capullo together. They've
Oh.
got a fantastic the working chemistry they have to have by now to keep turning out what they do. I mean, that's special.
Totally.
That's a seriously special collaboration. Don't ever break them apart. Let them go out and do their own things if they want. But if
Right.
you're gonna stick them on like a flagship title, if they want to do Wonder Woman, give them Wonder Woman. Let them do it. Let them do something. Get me excited about somebody else in the DC universe for a change.
Right, exactly. Oh yeah, totally. And I don't know if you ever heard some of their podcasts together or separately, but when they talked about when they first started, and they
And
were like,
they hated each other.
they hate each other, yeah, because they worked completely different. Greg Capullo, he's kind of a hard ass. Like he's kind of a like he's a straight talker. And I shouldn't say hard ass, but like he tells it how it is, and
Yeah,
he
no.
has kind of an attitude to him. And Scott Snyder is like a sweetheart. At least when he's talking to people, like he's very he doesn't seem as confrontational. But they butted heads because Scott Snyder's like, well, this is how I do it. And, you know, Greg and Blue was like, this is how I do it. And they found a happy meeting place. And it's just nothing but art after that. And I mean that in every way. The writing and the art is fantastic. So, yeah, when all said and done, when this goes down, it's going to be one of the greatest Batman runs of all time. Everyone will be talking about this for years to come when they list the greats. And it's going to, you know, oh, man, I can't wait till, like, they're not going to do 52 issues in one volume, but when they break this up into two major, like, sets or three, or I don't even know how it would be, but, you know, when that's coming, oh, that's that would be definitely a collector's item to get, like, the volumes all set up nice and neat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Of the, yeah, the Scott, Greg run, but...
Well, but how many issues are in a Walking Dead compendium?
That's true. It's not 50. It's I think it's like what, 25?
Yeah. So do two.
Do two. Yeah. It's and those are like those. You can't put those on your lap. You have to put those on like
no,
a table.
No, they're.
Yeah. You can't. You'd hurt your chances at children in the future if you try to put that on your lap. But yeah, man. I'm excited. That has pretty much been the only DC stuff like this. This Convergys thing, it's not, I don't think it's good. Like, and I was listening to some other podcasts and they were talking about how, like, in their shops, like this, it's bad. Like people are coming in and they're not buying the Convergys stuff because it's for the old fans who really aren't really reading it anymore. The newer fans that jumped on at New 52, there's really nothing there that – it's not the main characters. It's not anyone from the New 52.
Right.
And it's like, why would I care about this?
Yeah.
In a month or two, what is this – you know, who cares? Superman and Lois have a kid. Yay! That's not going to matter in a month. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, so it's weird. It's a weird state at DC right now. That you can tell they gambled and they lost. They kind of fans have been wanting the old 50 new whatever, the old 52, the old DC universe back, but I don't think this is what they wanted. You know, this just seemed, I don't know. What I've tried to read some of them, but honestly, I'm a little lost because I don't know much about old DC I just don't know that much about it. So it's a little off-putting, and it just makes me a little bit more excited about Secret Wars, because Secret Wars has to do with, it seems like, what's important in the universe right now. The Marvel Universe, the 616, and the Ultimate Universe. It seems like that's going to be the main stage, and that's what everyone likes. You know, it's not all of this, you know, parallel universe stuff. Well, never mind. You know what I mean. It's not all of this like extra 52 universes. It's to me, it seems like it's way more 616 meets Ultimate. At least that's the only stuff I've seen so far.
Well, and I mean the thing is, like the main story, the main Secret Wars book, which is going to be what, six? Is it six issues or eight?
Not sure. I can look it up though.
But that, you know, that run is going to be by itself fairly self-contained. Like you won't need, Marvel is doing just this avalanche of tie-ins, but they're all fan service. It's all, hey, here are these, remember every story arc we've ever done in every comic ever, from Spider Island to Civil War to Armor Wars to you know, the list goes on and on, to Age of Apocalypse to the 90s X-Men to, you know, etc. It's to noir. They're all going to have a few issues, but they're all going to be side stories. They're pure fan service to say, hey, and creative license for writers to say, hey, look, we've got this big thing. Here's three issues. Here's five issues. Grab a story out of the 2099 universe and just do something with it. Continue some of the stories from Spider-Verse. If that had gone on, you know, take three issues or whatever and run with that. And I'm as curious for the ones that don't have a foundation. Ones like Hail Hydra or the Thor's comic. Like, I'm curious about these. I'm interested.
Right. The see, it's like you can tell they're both kind of because DC's kind of doing that as well, but I'm not, I guess I'm just not invested in them. Like, as much as I am with Marvel, I'm way more invested with Marvel. And the thing is with DC's, it seems like they're all in Gotham, and I can't tell which are which. Like, it seems like with Marvel's though, like, it's very well, like, here is, what's the one you just mentioned with the Spider City?
Spider Island.
Spider Island. Like, it's very that it's Spider Island. Like, you could tell, or the 90s X-Men. Like, it's, I don't know. It to me, it was, when I was reading, it was like Batgirl, but which Batgirl is this? Like, it didn't make
Exactly.
that
Like
much sense.
these are all very well defined. Like if you're looking for an eruv, like you want, oh, I want another Civil War story. There it is. Like if you want,
Right.
I'm looking for another Armor Wars story because I'm weird and I remember what this was a thing. There you go. It's another
Right.
one. Like it's,
And the Battle Ward, like, they, and there's like different titles to them as well.
yeah.
There's Last Days, which is kind of like the ending issues of a, like, kind of their main Marvel series. It's kind of, here's their last days. There's the Battle World, and then the one, the War Zones, is kind of like the Versus. So, like,
Right.
Age of
Well,
Ultron versus Marvel Zombies. It's going to be a very clear, here's two different,
that's not all entirely true.
No?
No, what is it? The not the War Zones, but the other one, the actual Battle World one, is a little broader.
Oh,
It's
okay.
more of like how, what did I see the way it was explained? Because the way it was explained didn't exactly make sense. But like the War Zone ones, if I remember right, are the ones that are very self-contained.
Okay.
Like these are the ones that are like, no, they revolve around themselves and that's it.
Okay.
The other ones, I already forgot what they were, are a little more overarching. I think that's why, what is it, the Siege title, I think,
Okay,
is
yeah.
one of those that like it has broader implications, is the
Okay.
difference, I think, is the way I remember reading about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at them now. There's, yeah, Battle World Ultimate End, Battle World Ghost Racers, which is the Ghost Riders, Battle
Right.
Ward Kovac Saga, Battle World Marvel Zombies, Battle World Runaways, so it's like all Runaway stuff. Battle World Star Lord and Kitty Pryde, which was a big part of the whole, let's see here, the last X-Men run and Guardians.
Right.
Battle War Thors, so it's all the Thors. That's gonna be cool. I'm picking
I'm curious about that because they bill it like it's space cops. It's the
that one.
Thors as like galactic police. It's like I'm so in.
Oh yeah,
I just
Ultimate Thor is right smack there, and
I'm
that's
just
cool. That's cool.
I'm in. Give me like six different Thors from different times and universes and like here they get to be an investigative unit, you know. I'm like
Right.
I that's just so ridiculous. I'm in.
Yeah, and I love how the Ultimate End one, it looks exactly like the Ultimate Comics did when they first started coming out, where
Yeah.
they have the bars on the side,
Yeah.
and it had that very one, that very, oh man, that it was right around that time when I got back into comics. Was I picked up the Ultimates, Volume 1, Ultimate X-Men Volume 1, and I was like, okay, I'm in, I like this.
Man, it messed with my head. One of the last Avengers issues was done in the style of Ultimates number one. Like
Yeah.
that freaked me out because as soon as I saw it, I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What happened?
Oh,
What
the
did
one
I
with the
pick up?
exact cover?
Yeah, like that
Yeah.
cover was done like that. I was like, hang on, time out, wait, I'm
Yeah.
confused now.
The MODOK one looks cool, like the MODOK, the assassin, and like
Yeah.
Deadpool's Secret Wars.
Man, that's too meta for me.
It's
That's
gonna
too
be
meta.
cool.
'Cause it's like I love the cover is like his action figure. It's
Yeah,
like
yeah.
somebody took an old Polaroid of his action figure. It's like I just Oh,
Yeah.
it's too meta. It's like meta about meta, and it just that gives me a headache.
Right. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There's, let's see here. What's coming out tomorrow? There's
What's the rundown for tomorrow? Give me a rundown.
okay. There's Spider-Woman, which isn't a part of it.
Right, there's a
Well,
couple that are
no.
not like because like Thor number 8 comes out next week, and it's not technically a part of this yet.
Right,
There's
yeah.
a
So it's
couple,
like
yeah.
Spider-Woman number 7 just has Verses on it, and it kind of looks like an old-fashioned comic. There's the all-new Captain America Special 1, which I don't think has anything to do with this.
Probably not.
There's Avengers Verse number 1, which just, I mean, that clearly is for the movie. Annual Inhumans, that could be interesting. There's Wolverines, which I haven't found interesting. Uncanny X-Men, so I want to read that. Tales of Squirrel Girl, which I hear really cool things about.
I read, I did, I picked up the number one, and I
Oh yeah.
was, it's interesting. It's funny.
Oh
It's
yeah.
right. It's good at being funny. So I'll give it
Oh
that.
nice. No, I saw one where she was like with Galactus or something. So I
Yeah.
probably want to read that run. There's The Punisher 18. Yeah, a lot of these have nothing to do with Secret Wars. There's Gwen, there's Spider-Gwen, and then there's of course Secret Wars number 1. There's Rocket Raccoon, there's Return of the Living Deadpool number 4. Operation Sin, there's Star Wars Kanan, which has to do with the guy from Rebels.
Right.
There's Hulk number 16. There's Guardians Team Up. There's Captain America Special 1 and Ant-Man 5. Here, let me do all. There's Hawkeye, all new Hawkeye, and George Romero's Empire of the Dead. So yeah, I really think the only one that has to do Secret Wars is
Is
Secret
Secret
Wars.
Wars, yeah.
Yeah, and then I guess next week is when they're going to start getting into
Right, because some of these are, I mean, like they're winding down the last few issues of some of them. Like by June, I think they're all going to be Secret Wars in some aspect.
Yeah, exactly. Like here, I'm looking at comics next week. Let me go into Marvel. I wish it was an easier way to look at this. Let's see here. Marvel Comics 5. We're all doing this live on the
I
air.
know, right? Look at us.
513.
Aren't we clever?
Yeah, so I mean,
I
I
have
imagine
like
here.
it's like comicbooklist.com or something is the one I use, and it kind of breaks it down.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right
There you
now. And
go.
let's see here. Let's go to Marvel. Legendary Star-Lord, Howard the Duck, Secret Wars number 2, Uncanny Avengers.
Well,
Yeah, I'm trying to
where are
see. I
we?
don't see any Time Runs. Oh, no, hold on. There's A-Force poster. Yeah, wow. So next week it's Secret Wars number 2. No, there's a Planet Hulk. No, that's a poster. Wow. So yeah, that's strange. I thought it was gonna get starting to get deep into it. But yeah, Thor number 8 comes out next week. Storm, Uncanny Avengers, Uncanny X-Men. I don't know. Yeah, I guess not next week either. Next week is
Okay.
Secret Wars 2. Damn. See, I thought they were gonna start. You're right. It's probably gonna be a few weeks before they're like just all covered
Yeah.
in Marvel, but
Yeah.
hey, Secret Wars, I'm excited. I'll definitely be at the shop for that. And yeah, man. So yeah, well, we've talked about comics a lot. Anything else you've been reading or
Hang on. I had a There was a thought, and now it's gone. I don't remember. Well, because I reread, and I talked to you about this a little while ago. I finally made Hickman's run on Avengers and New Avengers make sense.
Oh
I
yeah, that's
finally
right.
I lined them up at the end of Infinity, which is, and it's, I don't remember. It's like Avengers, was it like Avengers 20 something and New Avengers 13 or whatever it is. The way they line up, and just one right after the other, just alternating, and it with like one or two exceptions where there's like a two-parter in New Avengers and like a three-parter in Avengers or whatever it was, they line up pretty solidly, so you get a better picture. It even makes sense of the time jump, and I'm like, okay, now I see what happened. Now I see what I missed. Now I see why these things happen and whatnot. So it really helped kind of clear all that up for me.
Yeah, those last two issues were really dope. How it ended in the fight. I liked the I forgot which one it was. It was either Avengers or New Avengers, but the one that ended in the fight, and it was just all hell broke loose. They had Ultimate Universe, right. Should we get into spoilers?
Well, everybody knows the Ultimate Universe and the regular universe are colliding. It's not really a spoiler.
Okay, yeah, and so I believe it was regular Avengers, not New Avengers. The New Avengers kind of basically set Doctor Doom up as like, hey, well, everyone's grabbing each other's ass. He's actually going to be the hero and try and just, to save the world. And I thought that was kind of cool. And, you know, and to see, I liked Black Panther in Avengers where he was just like, they're like, well, what can we do? We can stop this. We can, and he's like, no, it's done. Like you call, like you have 3 hours to say goodbye. And they're like, but is there anything that anyone can do? And he was like, there's someone you could have called, but you kind of let his, you know, his country or whatever die as well too. So I like that he was just like, sorry, but you have 3 hours to live. There's nothing you can do at this point.
Yeah.
It's done. It's already over. So, and then, you know, of course, at the end, get into spoilers, I guess it's Tony Hawk or Hawk, Tony Stark and Captain America. And it was very reminiscent of Dark Knight Returns, like where he's got the costume, you know, he's got the armor on and he's taking on Iron Man as an old man. And so like, and they just beat the shit out of each other. Kind of mirrors what happened in Batman. Like, you know, it's, and I liked the callbacks where he's like, it started with life and death. It started with two people, you know, one wanting to make things bigger. And like, it was like, oh, okay. I see what Jonathan Hickman, like his stuff is dense. And when you're in the thick of it, it's like, what the fuck is good? When you're reading it week to week and you're like, I don't know what's going on month to month. But then, like you said, when you sat down and read it all together, it was like, this makes sense. It totally makes sense. And it'll make a lot more sense as a trade. But yeah. And then, you know, just going into it at the end and then like, there goes New York City. Boom, done. And the Ultimate Universe is coming and attacking. They're not going down without a fight.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be cool because, I mean, we've kind of lived with the Ultimate Universe for a while now. And some of my favorite stories are from there.
Absolutely. But man, look, when they did the thing with the merging of the Galacti earlier last year, and they were like, is this the end of the Ultimate Universe? I was kind of thinking, I really hope so. Because there's nothing left. There's Miles. Like, that was kind of it. Like, everything else was gone.
And well, they've killed everything.
Yeah. And it had just kind of limped along ever since. They tried. There were some really great ideas there, what they did with Reed Richards. I was like, that's okay. That was really awesome. Like, I'm on board for that. And then, you know, that story ran its course. And then you went, okay, what's next? And they never really found a solid footing after that.
Yeah, they killed all the. I mean, they literally. It was like a mirror. It was a mirror to, you know, the 616 when it came to the X-Men, where Jean Grey was dead for so long in the regular universe. She was the only like X-Men left alive. Her and like Kitty Pryde. And I was like, ah, come on. I wanted like the whole regular like main team was just gone, and I thought that was kind of lame. I liked Ultimate X-Men, you know, with Wolverine and Cyclops and all that stuff. So it was a lot of the X-Men that we weren't getting in the 616, and it was a lot more in line with what I remember as a kid. So, but then they kill everybody, and so, and yeah, dude, it's, you know, Thor's I think dead. Like, who knows? I mean, I don't even know.
Well, that was the weird thing, which is why when I saw him on the cover of the upcoming Thor's. I was like, okay, well, that's interesting, because what happened with him was he and Galactus got stuck in a like a little pocket universe.
See, I don't even know what happened to Captain America. I didn't read that whole thing with Galactus. So when Ultimates ended, and then it restarted with like random teenagers that were the Ultimates again, I was like, who are these? Wait, so it was, yeah, it was strange. It was, and, you know, I forgot who was doing it, the art. It was like an indie writer or whatever, and it was just, it totally, I didn't read it, and I didn't read the Galactus thing, so. Yeah,
what did they do? Like, the all-new Ultimates, that's what they called it.
Right, yeah.
It was basically like Ultimate Spider-Man team-up, is what comic was. And I was totally on board with that, because I liked what they did with Cloak and Dagger, and what they did with Bombshell. And I was like, okay, this makes sense. And I was like, okay, I'm in. And they had their version of Jessica Drew, who was a female Peter Parker clone, because no Ultimate Universe, no Spider-Man is complete without some kind of clone saga.
Right.
But like, you know, I liked what they did, and I kind of like that title. I never really got into it, but the handful of issues I read, I was like, okay, this, I could get into this. This could work. And so it was kind of why I liked the little all new, all different Avengers preview.
Yeah, like, okay, that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, it's like we've got Miles and Nova and and Miss Marvel, and somebody who's not Tony Stark in that Iron Man suit.
Are you sure?
Remember in the, and this is a mild spoiler, but in the Avengers Free Comic Book Day thing, remember, what was it? Was it Nova who said, well, yeah, remember, it's not like we've got Tony Stark money anymore.
Right, but that doesn't mean that they don't have Tony Stark. It just means so that they don't have his money. Oh, that's what I took out of it.
I disagree.
Because he does say he, you know, when he found, he talks about finding Captain America. So my thought process was he has to be an original Avenger, someone that was there when they found Captain America. But who knows? Maybe it's Bruce Banner. You know, for all I know, in the suit.
I missed that line. I got to go back and reread that. I missed that line.
Yeah, they talk about finding him, and you know, they were like, he talks about, he goes, yeah, well. You know, he was saying, or I forget who it was. They were saying the name of the Avengers, you know, isn't that kind of the point of us? And he was like, yeah, I don't know why they thought of that when we started. I believe it was the Wasp. But he was kind of like making a joke, like it probably wasn't the best name.
Okay.
But he was acting as if he was there when they started it. So my thought was, maybe I'm confusing it, but who knows? Maybe it is Janet. You know, it's got to be someone that was there when it first started. So you know, you're right. The Iron Man suit looks different. It's smaller. It definitely doesn't look like Tony. But who knows? What I got out of that was they don't have his money. But who knows? All I know is I'm excited, and that's going to be interesting to see who's under the mask. That would be weird to see Bruce Banner, you know, in the Iron Man suit, because, like, why would you do that? You know, or unless it's someone from the Ultimate Universe. It's cool. It was a good ending, I think, to Jonathan Hickman's run.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Well, do you know any other comic news or anything else you read this week?
No. I did a lot of rereading. I went back through, what did I reread? I don't remember. Not important.
All right. Well, let's go into games. It's very light this week. Usually it's usually heavy. I saw here that you wrote they had the Mirror's Edge release date hinted in earnings report.
Yeah, EA put out like their little like forecasted earnings report for their fiscal year. They said they had like a printout of like, here's, you know, what quarter like these games are coming out in, and it was Madden and all these other ones, and the fourth quarter of their fiscal year, whenever that is, I didn't really dig too deep into that, had Mirror's Edge listed. And I was like, okay, cool. Mirror's Edge 2 coming out sometime in 2016. Awesome.
Right. Yeah. No, hey. That's cool. I never really played the first one, but I know it's a big game for a lot of people.
Yep. Very, very excited.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw there was a strange game that was all over the news this week. It's like a Banjo-Kazooie type game,
right?
And I'm gonna butcher the name, Yooka-Laylee, like a Yooka-Laylee. And it's a 3D platformer like Banjo-Kazooie, but it's like a bat on the back of, I think it's a gecko,
instead of a bird on the back of a bear.
Right, exactly. Oh, it's a bat on a chameleon. And yeah, it's, I mean, these kind of games, like the 3D platformers, they died. I mean, they used to be like the benchmark games, like when Mario 3D came out.
Yeah,
like that was, or I'm sorry, what am I saying? Mario 3D, Mario 64.
Yeah.
That was kind of like, here we go, you know, right into 3D platforming from Super Mario World to this. And, you know, I don't know why, but I wasn't a part of that. I didn't like 3D platformers. I know 3D Mario. I know Mario 64 has a huge following. Some people put it up there as their favorite Mario game, and good for them. But I did not like the controls of a lot of these 3D platforming games, like especially Donkey Kong, you know, 64. I was like, oh my god, this is horrible. Like, I loved the 2D platformer. I like it. I liked Mario Galaxy. the 3D kind of. I like Mario 3D Land, but I was never into these, like, these 3D games. But it's got a fan base out there, so people are excited. I know it's the Kickstarter. It's got 42,000 backers. It's got £1 million, I guess, pledged, and it's got 41 days to go. I don't know what its goals are or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's got a lot. I saw some, like, it was just some footage from it, and I was like, this looks kind of bad, but it's apparently it's gonna come out on Wii, Xbox, PlayStation. They want it to come out on all the platforms and PC.
Okay, that's ambitious.
Yeah, or no, wait, yeah, okay, yeah, for consoles and PC. So it wants to do them all.
Okay.
And yeah, it's, hey, it's been away for a while. I think that maybe, why not? There's a lot of platformers coming out. Like, it seems like every indie game is a platformer these days,
Yeah.
and I like that. Like, I mean, I love that Super Mario. You know what I'm excited about? What might get me to get a Wii U, is the Mario Maker that, I keep seeing things from, and I keep thinking, like, that's gonna be, where do you go after that with Mario, like, 2D platformer, when you have a, when you're basically, what do you call it? You're basically subbing out all your work to people to make free things and to put it out there. Like, the possibilities are endless.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, like, it's going to be hard to go, okay, here's the new 2D Super Mario World, and not go, like, well, wait a second, why can't I create my own,
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, but that looked cool. But yeah, man, it's kind of short on video game news this week. I think Jason Voorhees came out for Mortal Kombat, but I haven't played it. We're just kind of in this lull now until Witcher 3 and Batman come out, I think.
Yep.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
kind of in a hold. Early summer is kind of a holding pattern for games.
right, we got movies and the comic stuff that's big in the summers. But yeah, it's I mean, but once Witcher 3 comes out, then it's just like, it's like shot out of a cannon. You got Batman and everything else coming out after that, and Elder Scrolls and a bunch of other stuff. So it's gonna be interesting few months. Witcher 3 is gonna take up pretty much all my time, I think, with video games. But yeah, so where were we at? We since we're okay, take 842. Since we're having terrible connection issues, we'll just jump right into the reviews, and we'll try to make them fast. Like we went into before, we're not going to get too deep into the Age of Ultron, because we want to go into its own episode in about a week or so. But Game of Thrones, I thought Game of Thrones was pretty good. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah. How it ended, let's not get into too much spoilers, but holy crap. Like, that was wow. The lead up, too, like, oh man, that was crazy. And it just the last 10 minutes. Like, I like where everything's leading to. I like where characters are going, and I'm excited to get there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a good bit of forward motion this season.
Yeah, totally, totally. And I can't. It ended in such a cliffhanger that I don't know where they're going to go in the next episode. So it was. I wasn't expecting that in what's the fourth episode this
Yeah,
season?
we're four in.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, man. Let's if you got any more to say about it, you want to move on to Flash?
Nah, I mean, it was just it was a this was a another solid episode. I'm really digging this season so far.
Yeah. At first I didn't like it that much this season, but last night was like, okay, I'm in, let's go, let's go. I want to see more. And yeah, dude, and Flash, we don't want to get we don't want to get because if you're listening to this, odds are you either watched Flash last night or maybe you haven't. And well, the episode's titled, I believe it's I Am Grodd, right?
Grodd lives.
Grodd lives. Okay, yeah. So we've got a Grodd episode. Lots of Grodd. I don't know how I feel. The CGI I do not like.
Yeah, but for a TV budget, I
Yes.
think it worked really well for what they could do.
Right. Yeah, that is always at the back of my mind is like, all right, this is TV. They're trying their best. This is not going to look like CGI from, the new Star Wars film or something. So I definitely give it the benefit of the doubt. But I don't know. I think this is the episode where, like, if you're not in after this, like, this is the episode where it's like, this is as wacky as it's going to get when it comes to villains and stuff. And Grodd is a major, like, major
Oh,
Flash villain.
huge, huge.
Yeah, he's definitely top three or top two for his villains. If not the main, I mean, everyone, the Reverse Flash is kind of his big one, but Grodd is, it's always been Grodd is one of his major ones. So it was exciting. I liked how they did it with he doesn't actually talk, but they hear him
Yeah.
and just throwing shit around. He's kind of like crazy powerful. Like the Flash can punch him a million times and it doesn't really affect him. So I thought that was cool. I'm so this episode really made me not like how whoa, my mind just went blank. Oh, the Flash's love interest,
Iris? Really?
Iris. Yeah, why did I just forget her name? Yeah, I did not. I'm so like, it's not Barry's fault. Enough of this. You didn't tell. I guess I'm getting a lot of it in the Arrow too with the sister. It's like, people, do you realize they're not telling you to not endanger you, that they want to tell you, but the reason why you're the last to know is because they don't want you, in danger. I just thought that was, I don't know, the whole love. Ugh, it's just, it's, I don't know. I think it brings it down because I loved her reaction the first time she found out he was the Flash. It was like she was enamored with him. She was in love with him. It was such a great little thing. But now, it seems like the timeline that we're sticking with, it's just all a Debbie Downer the whole time. It's like, oh, you're gonna get, him killed, and it's just, I don't know. To me, it was just dragging. It really dragged. It was like, this is lame. I don't like, quit giving him shit. Half the episode was her upset at him.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, maybe it's just because we've seen this so many times, because every superhero goes through this, but I was okay with the way that at least they didn't drag out, because at the beginning of the episode, it's the whole, well, she knows, but she's not telling him that she knows. And I thought,
True.
don't do that. Do not. This entire season has been about when people find out something, they confront them immediately. And I was like, don't
Right.
drag it, don't drag it. And they didn't. And I was like, okay. And
It
especially
just.
the way that she proves that she knows, like that, I laughed. That was a good scene.
Yeah. It was cool. It was just, I don't know. It was just like, poor Barry. Like, he can't catch a fucking break. Like, the timeline where he tells her and she's in love with him is the one where everything goes to shit. But the one with, like, they're sticking with, it's like, she is like, okay, put that for aside for a second. Let's help Eddie. Like, put all of your, like, oh, you betrayed me, he told you a million, like, it was like he told you how he felt and you completely blew him off, and he was totally right when he was like, he called her out. He's like, I told you how I felt and you told me there was nothing. Clearly there was. Like, I don't know. This episode really made me not like her. I was like, come on, like, he can't catch a break. But
Such is the life of a superhero.
right, exactly. Yeah, but I'm so like, enough of that. Like, let him get a win. Like, who fucking cares if let it happen. Like, so we know eventually does, I guess, because she takes his last name. But yeah, it's I don't know. And you hear to we're getting into spoiler territory, but yeah, I liked it. I'm excited to see what happens. The next episode looks like the little Justice League that could. Yeah, it definitely leading towards that. And I'm excited. Anything else you want to talk about with Flash?
No, I think that pretty well covers it. Cisco continues to be my favorite character.
Oh yeah, there was one line he says something about alligators in the sewer. It was a movie reference, but I didn't get it. Was he talking about Anaconda?
No,
He was talking about
I
animals in the sewer, and then he
yeah.
said a line, and he spelled out like, I forgot what he said, but I was like, is he talking about Teenage Ninja
Well,
Turtles?
no, because remember, like, he kind of went on a bender. It's like alligators, snakes, ROUSs. Don't you people watch movies?
ROS? Wait, what was that?
ROUSs, rodents of unusual size.
Oh, okay.
That
But
was the one that jumped out at me.
what film is that from? Like
Oh,
what?
dude, there goes half our audience right there. The Princess Bride, man.
Okay, Princess Bride. See, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
What? See, that was one I didn't get.
Okay.
I'm like, wait,
Interesting.
what is he talking about? What sewer? I'm thinking
Well, but I
like.
mean, the thing is, like, the ROUSs are just like really giant rats. They didn't live in a sewer. But I don't like I you know the whole it's a New York thing.
Right,
Nobody
right.
goes in the sewers 'cause there's alligators down there. It's
Right, right. So I thought, like, what is he talking about? Ninja Turtles? Like, was that a line from the? I don't know. I guess it caught me up with that one. I'm like, wait a second. That was the one that I didn't get.
Yeah,
But I.
I think it was just him naming like
Right.
horrible things that people think live in sewers
Right,
was more the thing.
exactly.
And then
Yeah.
he kind of fanboyed out at the end of it. I was like,
Yeah.
yes, he said it.
Yeah. No, I. Th that's what I love about him. He's so meta. He's so.
Yeah.
He gets it. He gets it.
I mean, God, how many Planet of the Apes references could he cram into one episode? Jesus.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You could tell he loved it. Well, we got we got the last one. We'll get into Age of Ultron. Oh man, I loved it. What did you think?
I want to go again.
Yeah, I'm seeing it again this weekend. It was
Nice.
Fantastic. It was the next logical step for Avengers. They introduced new characters, important new characters, and it was kind of in the same order they do in the comics. And it was, they showed so much in the trailers that I felt like we saw a lot already, but there's no like there's that scene in the first one where they're all standing around each other and the Hulk roars and they're all in a circle. They have that towards the end of this film as well, I think, and it's that whole they're all working as a team, and you get the goosebumps,
Oh,
and
I
you're just
love.
like,
Oh
oh
man, I
fuck,
love.
this is it.
Yes, I love that sequence.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and it was amazing, and there's a lot of just small things like I don't know how spoiler we want to get, and we'll get into it more in when we do our Avengers episode, but I loved how you see a lot more of the characters, especially ones that we didn't see much last time, like Black Widow and Hawkeye,
In
and
particular, Hawkeye, yeah.
yeah, especially Hawkeye. Hawkeye got, and I started thinking of the first of this where like Hawkeye was kind of getting like, oh, yeah, I don't want to get into spoilers, but it just I was like, oh, I hope they don't go that road. And they actually mention it. They're like, nope, we're not going down that road with you. And and you get a lot more of him. So I thought that was cool. And it was, we'll get, yeah, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to get into spoiler territory, and I want to save a lot for our big discussion about it, but I enjoyed it. If you haven't seen it, you're fucking crazy. Go see this film. I saw some negative reviews online. There's always going to be that. And all the negative reviews that I've seen are kind of, they're just, their arguments are like, it's just, it's like, what did you expect with this? This is exactly what I expected, and it's what I wanted,
Yeah, no,
and
I'm on
it's what
this.
we got.
Yeah, the one that I saw, a couple people that I've seen are like, it's a big action movie. I'm like, I swear to God. And I was like, I kind of banged my head against the wall. I was like, and
Right.
is
Some
this,
of them that I
what is
saw that
this?
I thought were a little bit more valid were like, there's a lot of confusing plot lines. And the only way I can think that is that they were not paying attention in the film. And I mean, granted, there's a lot of people that go out there, they see this, they don't know anything about the characters. They don't know the relationships between any of them except for what they see in the film. And something so small really trips them up. And I've seen some things like on Facebook, especially I'm part of some Facebook groups. And of course, you got to be careful what you say to anybody because
Mm-hmm.
people take things so out of context and they take things so personally. And I was looking at some of the comments they were making, and I'm just like, my whole thought process was, this person did not watch, they did not pay attention. Like, there's a whole thing, and this is not spoiling anything, but they were just like, I don't understand the connection with the with Quicksilver and Wanda, and why they're so upset at Tony Stark and
They
the
explain it.
Avengers.
They
And
explain it in the movie.
they explain it over and over again, so much to the point where I hate when films say things instead of tell things. This film does a lot of telling, but there's some things that they explain, and they explain two or three times, and their relationship, their brother and sister, that's not a spoiler. Like, people know that. How do you, when they say that over and over again, they say why their beef is with Stark and the Avengers. And I'm just like, this person didn't pay attention. They must have gotten up, went to the bathroom, I don't know, three times throughout the film, very, you know, in specific places where they actually explain, you know, what's going on. And I love how meta it gets too, because it's like, you know, it knows how ridiculous the
My
plot
favorite
is.
line. The city is flying. We're fighting a robot army. I have a bow and arrow.
Right,
None of
right.
this makes any
Oh.
sense.
Yeah, it does. And I guess we should say we're getting into a little bit of spoilers here, because I don't want to start ruining some of those
Well,
things.
I mean, that's not tremendously
Right,
a spoiler.
right. You're totally right. But that line killed it. Like, I thought that was great. I loved how meta it got, and that it was, it knows what it is. You know, Joss Whedon, you know, gave the fans another Avengers film. This feels bigger in so many ways than all of Phase 2. And one thing that's not a spoiler, because I'm not going to say who it happens to, but I saw an article that Feige, am I saying that wrong?
Faggy.
Feige, yeah, Feige, is such a Star Wars fan that in all of Phase 2, he's cut off a limb from somebody.
Yeah, he's taken an arm from everybody.
Yeah. So that happens in this film. Go see it. You'll find out who it happens to. And I liked how, and I guess we're going to kind of get into spoilers now. So if you've not seen the movie, shut this off. Go away. If you have, stay for the conversation. We're going to get into some of this controversy with Joss Whedon and Black Widow. But to get into some of the spoiler things, and I don't want to get too much into it because I want to save a lot for the other show that we're going to do. But one thing that I took away is that they break a lot of things down in this. Like you see Captain America break his shield. You see Iron Man, of course, his armor is it's just taken in such a grotesque way that he did not plan, of course, with Ultron. You see Thor's hammer. She's picked up by someone else.
Oh man, that was awesome.
Right. Yeah, totally. And you see these characters, just you see them, their icons kind of stripped from them in a way. And you see that they are, I thought it did a well job of making it seem that they're more than that, that they are, you know, they're heroes, that there's more to them than that. And I loved that. I loved that theme. I loved how Iron Man, you know, there was a lot of foreshadowing of, you know, Ragnarok and
Yeah.
Civil War, all the stuff between Tony Stark and Captain America, and there gets to a point where they just break out, fight. They pick sides. Bruce is on one side, Hawkeye's on one side, Thor is on one side. You see the breakout fight,
Yeah.
and you see the breadcrumbs to that, and that's going to be exciting. Yeah, so like there's little things like that that I loved throughout it. I loved that it got bigger, but it also got smaller in ways. Like it got very more intimate with a lot of the characters. And the whole scene with the farm, it brought me back to like Ninja Turtles, you know what I mean? Like you have to go back to, it was like that, just that theme of you have to go home and find yourself before you go back out there. You have to pick yourself back up, go home, get back to your roots. And I don't know, I thought it was cool, but I'll go more into that when we talk about the show. But like, I've talked enough about it. What did you think, if you want to go into spoilers?
I loved it, man. I'm gonna hang on to most of mine until we do
Okay.
our exclusive. But you know, I just to me it hit all the right notes. And
It did.
you know, there were a handful of things here and there where it was like, yeah, they could have tightened this up, or they could have, you know, this scene could have been cut a little shorter. But I mean, my nitpicks are tiny at best.
Right. And that's where my nitpicks are, is little scenes where I was like, maybe I missed it, but I was just like, why did Ultron get with these two, with the twins? Like, I understand their beef with Tony Stark. I totally, and that was the other thing. Like, getting to spoilers, where I was like, buddy, like, did you miss the part where Tony Stark's bomb took out their home? But you can tell that there were some missing scenes that they had to cut that probably made the story with the twins and Ultron a little bit more natural.
Well, I mean, it just kind of seemed like Ultron had the files. So he knew, hey,
Yeah.
these two were meta and they hated Stark. They're perfect.
Right.
I,
Yeah,
it, to
you're
me,
right. And
yeah. Like,
I saw this video online. It was like the Easter eggs in the film that you might have missed. I thought were cool, like with Ultron with the cape, with the red thing
that
over
was
him, and the
awesome.
numbers he was, and Vision. Oh, we didn't talk about Vision. We'll get into it when we do another episode, when we do its own episode. But I thought Vision was dope. I thought they nailed him perfectly. He's gonna be one of the favorites coming out, I think.
I think so.
You don't want to mess with him. He's going to be, I think, like, moving forward, like, he can grab Thor's hammer, you know?
God, that was such a beautiful scene. Like, all
Oh,
of a
yeah.
sudden, he just he, 'cause it's so nonchalant, he just hands it to him.
Yeah,
And of
it was
course,
perfect.
everybody's jaw hits the floor. It's like,
And they
oh my
set
God.
that up beautifully,
That's
too, at
great.
the beginning of the film. And, I'm afraid of. I'm Vision's going to be a badass, but now that, I mean, with Thanos out there, I'm afraid he's going to get that thing ripped out of his head. So, that's going to happen, in Infinity War when he needs that stone, and he's going to get him. So, but it's interesting. There's a lot of Easter eggs. We'll get into it in the Age of Ultron, but go see it. Oh, well, clearly if you're still listening,
Hopefully you've already seen
you've
it.
already seen it, and we'll talk more in depth about Ultron in about a week or so. Let's get into the Josh Whedon thing. And I don't really want to leave with a downer, but
Joss, you wrote it down, man.
yeah, Joss Whedon. Yeah. And I don't want to leave with a downer, but we kind of are. Just because of technical issues this week, probably my computer. But yeah, like, he quit the internet. He quit Twitter because there was a lot of backlash about, I guess, what they did with Black Widow. Did you read anything about this?
I didn't see what I think you're talking about, really. I saw like he kind of called Marvel on how little Black Widow merchandise there was, or somebody. No, that was Ruffalo. That was Ruffalo. My bad. I
Right.
didn't.
There's a lot of backlash because there's a lot to do with Black Widow. Yes, the merchandise is one of the things, but that's not Joss Whedon. I'm just calling Whedon, okay? That's not his fault. He's not in
Well,
control
no. I
of
mean
the.
that I know that wasn't his decision. I didn't
Right.
remember it was Ruffalo that pointed out, "Hey guys, there's not a lot of Black Widow merch out there. What gifts?"
Right, yeah. If you, the like, it showed a set of these. It showed these two girls sitting at Walmart, and they're like pointing at the box, like, "Where the hell is Black Widow? You have every other Avenger in this box." So, that's more of a merchandise thing. That's, I mean, that goes back to Star Wars. I mean, in all these other toy lines, when a box comes into Toys R Us, it has five Han Solos, one Princess Leia, because Princess Leia does not sell as well as a Han Solo, and it actually makes it a more valuable toy. But it's kind of their thought process, and it's not right. It's not. They need to get out of that mentality.
Yeah,
But
big
it's a
time.
business. That's the only thing is, I guess there's, I don't know. It's that's where they're coming from, is that this is how business works. Like, this is what sells. This is what doesn't sell. But I don't know anything about that. I don't, I don't, I'm ne that's nowhere near any of my expertise of how that works. But from what I've read, that's kind of their argument, is that, like, hey, this sells, this doesn't. And so, yeah, that needs to change, because I think ever since, especially with movies like The Hunger Games, has changed that game. We know now that, strong female protagonists do sell well to this demographic. And that, especially with Avengers, you're bringing a lot of boys, of course, but you're also bringing in a lot of girls that like it as well, and they want that Black, Widow figure. And you know, moving forward, they're gonna have Captain Marvel. They need to start change. They need to get that old mentality out. And DC kind of had the same problem. They haven't done Wonder Woman because of that, because Catwoman has failed twice now, right? Like,
Well, but let's, the problem is that wasn't because it was Catwoman. That was because it was just a god-awful movie.
I totally agree. I totally agree. No. I'm not saying it failed because, it's a strong female protagonist. It failed because of how they made the film. And I think that's why I said I think Hunger Games changed it, because they see that that is a viable seller, and as long as the film is done well, it can sell well. But Marvel did Elektra, and it was burned. There's a lot of, and that's the thing. It's kind of like DC with Green Lantern. They tried a lot more lighthearted film, and it burned. So we're not getting any comedy films out of DC anytime soon. So it kind of sucks. And so I guess that, yeah, that was the beef, is that a lot of people were upset the way he wrote Black Widow, that she is more of the aggressor than Bruce Banner in this. She's more of the, like, she wants him to run away with her, and he's like, I can't be with you. And then, towards the end of the film, he literally leaves and breaks her heart. And I think, I mean, to me, it makes her character's vulnerable. Her character is more of a human than anything
Exactly.
else, and I like that. I think it could have been written a little bit better, because it did seem like, all right, come on, you can tell he wants to be with you, but he can't. And so, like, it was a little too much, I think. But I don't. These people on the internet are just nasty. Like, they were giving him death threats. They're saying they wanted to curb stomp him in the streets. Like, they're just saying nasty, vile things because of the way he wrote a character, and it made no sense. And like I said, the things that they were trying to point on is that how she said, she felt like she was a monster, because when she was a kid, they kind of took away her ability. They made her sterile to have children. And so, I thought,
But I mean, that was kind of the point of the entire movie, was that everybody in their own way was kind of a monster. And that was something that everyone on that team had to deal with. And I
right,
think people who wanted
and
to.
what I took out of it was that she saw herself as that, but she's not. You know what I mean? That doesn't make her a monster. It doesn't make her any less than, I understand in her character feels that way, but honestly, I think anyone in her shoes would feel that way. She's not going to be, I'm a badass 24/7 and nothing's going to break me. That would be stupid. That would be a dumb character to write. So the fact that she's spilling her like heart out there, and she was doing it not just to Bruce but to the audience. Like, oh, here's the stuff we've been kind of teased about since she's been in the MCU. Here it is. And I thought, okay, it makes her a more of a character instead of this like cartoon character, if that makes sense, in this movie about a guy with a bow and arrow on an island with robots. Like, it puts some heart into it, and that's what Whedon does best. Like, he does great female characters, and for people to jump on him about female characters, it's way too much. It was disgusting the things they said to him. And like, at the end of the day, if you get entertainment out of taking away someone else's entertainment and just being an asshole, like, then what are you doing? Like, there's no room for that, and it just sucks. The whole thing sucks. Like, it sucks that people attacked him like that. Of all people, like, Buffy. You know what I mean? Like, it just is ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. Is the guy who did, like, Firefly, like, what? I don't know. I just thought it was silly.
No, I'm right there with you, 'cause I don't the first thing is I don't see their problem. Like, what is like wait, you mean she's that you mean that's an actual human being there? Like, how dare you? Like, is that I mean if I just
Right?
it's the internet. I try really hard not to psychoanalyze the internet, 'cause that'll make you crazy.
Exactly, totally. And like, if I mean something ha her character, what happens to her, such a young age, that would be traumatizing and for any person, it's like, imagine a guy in the same shoes, something like that happening to at a young age. That's traumatizing, and that's going to be something you have to live with and make you feel different from everyone else for the rest of your life. So I thought that was such a, I don't know, I thought it was a good moment in the film. I thought it made her vulnerable, and it made, because she's a badass most of the film. Like, she's picking up Captain America's shield more often than he is. And I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I want a female Captain America, you know what I mean? Like, why not her? So, I mean, and you're right, that the stuff with the merchandising, that's not his fault, but that is a problem, and that needs to change. That, I like, it seems Disney's starting to go in the right direction. And of all companies, they have so many princesses. Now they're having princesses. I mean, all their princesses, actually, they've kind of been badass if you think about it, like Mulan and stuff. But now it's starting to get into, like, you're getting into, well, I guess they're not considered princess anymore, but their female characters are stronger than, they're not damsels in distress or anything like that, if that makes sense.
Right.
Right, like with the new Star Wars movie, up front and center in the, in the action, in the thick of things. And and same with Marvel, she's a badass in the film, so it's, I don't know, I think it was just so stupid and so pointless. And it was one of those, like, this is why we can't have nice things, because
Exactly.
of people out there that just want to tear something down, instead of giving it, if you're going to give it criticism, be polite about it. Be like, here's why I didn't like it. Not, I read the words, I'm going to curb stomp you. Like, me, turn on your, some guy told him to turn on his locator. Like, this is stupid. But yeah, I hate to end in a downer, but, we'll be here next week. I'll tell you guys about my, if my addiction catches back up with me with Star Wars Legos. I think it's kind of out of my system since I didn't play it in a week. But yeah. So I look forward to next week. Got a lot of stuff coming up. We'll talk a lot about probably Secret Wars and, all the news coming out. And is there any? There's no movies coming out. Like, everything's kind of got out of the way of Avengers, right?
We've got a couple weeks off before Jurassic World.
Oh yeah, see, that's gonna be the next big one. So I'm
Yeah.
sure we'll get some news in the next few weeks. We're gonna get Arrow and Flash, the last few episodes, and it should be interesting. And I'm just gonna keep thinking, like, who's Martin gonna be in Civil War? I
I
keep
know,
going
that's gonna
back to
bug me
that.
too.
Right. Well, hey, it's been good,
Plug the
Captain.
social media.
Oh, wait, yeah, plug, of course. We Geek Podcast. You want to go to our Podbean? I'll post this all on the Facebook. You want to go to We Geek Podcast on Facebook, Twitter at We Geek Podcast, and send us an email at wegeekpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you, and we'll say it on the air. But since we've had so many technical issues with this episode, we're gonna go. And that's it, Captain.
Captain.